Hello, gamers. Welcome to the Super Ultra Podcast Arcade, episode 77. I'm your host, Dominic Starworth, and with me is my co-host, Daniel Nicholson.
How's it going, man?
It's the last weekend before Christmas.
Yes, it is.
So you got to get your holiday shopping in now.
I guess I got to do that, don't I?
No, I don't.
There you go.
I'm all done. Isn't done as I mean. I didn't buy shit for anybody.
There you go. And I'm happy. I like that thinking. I think I'm going to side with that, though. Everybody's happier that way.
Yep.
Nobody's disappointed gave them.
It's always been disappointed for the last, 5 years, because everybody's always got me something, and I ain't give them nothing. I didn't tell nobody not to give me anything either.
You think after 5 years, they would just stop getting you stuff.
Nah, whatever. I'm not going to tell them either. I'm just going to tell them that I'm not giving you. I mean, I won't tell them I'm not going to give them anything. I just assume they'll know. They'll find out the day.
Exactly. It's been 5 years. They should have figured that out by now.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like I already shopped. I already got what I wanted. So I'm done with the people who I was going to get gifts for.
Yeah.
I did no Secret Santa nowhere. Mm-hmm. Not this job anyway. So that's good. Because I would not give anybody this job anything. Even if I got their name. fuck you. I don't like you.
I just picked my own name and I didn't tell anybody, sorry. But I got your name too. What are you? No. No.
So what's going on with you, man?
Nothing much. It was my last week at my previous job, and on Monday I started a new one. So
Oh, that's cool.
It's gonna be interesting. Something new. Yeah. Be different.
I hope it's great for you. I hope it's good for you. Just like the last job was great for you.
Yep.
Oh, this is good for you.
High praise, Dominic. High praise.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's also Star Wars weekend.
Yes, it is.
Yep. People going crazy. I see you on the internet. People loving it.
Are they? I've been trying to avoid the internet until I can.
No, I don't care.
Try and see.
That's for me. I got spoiled. I ain't seen no spoilers.
Yeah.
But I seen the other, people reactions on Twitter anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then people loving it.
I saw some of the early reviews out of the premiere that were saying that they weren't disappointed, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Hope it's good. It's really not even spoiler stuff. I just don't really want to read reviews and get my hopes built up at all and then. You know, just think it's an all-right movie or something like that.
I need the reviews because then I don't want to waste my money.
Well, I mean,
this is not that, and there's no movie out there these days for me that I will go see regardless of reviews. If the reviews for a movie, I don't know, I guess I'm trying to think. I'm not excited. Well, I guess. Like a superhero movie or something like that. Like that's movies I'm excited for. If they come out like everybody just hates this movie, I'm like, I'm not seeing it then. I said, okay. Yeah. Obviously this is I'm not gonna waste my money. Like if Civil War somehow comes out and most people just hate it and say this is a bad movie, yeah. I will not see that movie. I'll say I will wait to see it then. Cause that is money I can save. I say fine.
Exactly. As expensive as movie tickets are these days, I mean, that's the way to go about it, unfortunately.
There's some people who, they're fans, and they're saying, oh, I'm going to see it regardless, which is cool. That's all cool.
Yeah.
I'm not that big a fan. Like, hell, I love my Redskins, but I'm not going to, hell, I don't even watch it for free on TV if they're doing real horrible. Except for now. Play the music, because they won, baby.
God damn it. God damn it.
They bounce back to beat the Bears on the road for their first road win of the season.
Goddamn Bears.
Yes. The Bears beat the Packers.
Yes, yeah,
they could beat the Redskins.
Twice, if I recall correctly.
Twice? I don't think they beat them twice.
No?
No, it was only once.
I thought they beat them earlier in the year, too.
Oh, nah. The Packers went undefeated early in the year.
That's true.
Yeah, but yeah, they did it. Redskins got the first road win, even though they tried to lose it. They tried their best to lose it because they let the Bears come back and tie it.
They tried to be the Redskins.
But I was asleep, to tell you the truth. I woke up and when it was up, we were already winning 24-21.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, we're winning. And because I was tired as shit. And I said, oh, man, I missed the game. And I turned, I saw the Ravens getting blown out. That was on TV. But yeah. Seattle, I was like, oh God, I said, where's the Redskins game? But so I had to look on the internet for that one. And then I saw that, the Redskins had the ball, but then they had to give it back and Bears had a chance. And I was like, oh crap. I said, they tie this fucking game. And then I heard the Redskins were up big and I was like, oh man, we let them come back. Robbie Gould, the best kicker probably in the NFL, like one of the best kickers, or probably the best kicker for a little while, NFL, who's been pretty bad the last couple outings. Mm-hmm. And this one, I was praying to God he'd be bad again. I said, oh, please miss this. Please miss this field goal. And he did. And I was so happy. I was like, oh, the Redskins are going to win. We're going to win. Oh, God. It was so great. And I was like, yes. So we still are number one. We are number one for, what, 3 weeks in a row? I think 3 weeks in a row. I'm trying to think.
It's been since Thanksgiving, right? Right before Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it's probably so, yeah. 3 or 4 weeks. So we've been, actually, no, before Thanksgiving, no, we weren't.
No?
When Philly lost, and did we, yeah, because we had to play we were playing the Giants Giants were technically in first place, half a game above us. Okay. And when we beat them, that was it. So about 3 weeks we've been in first place. The longest we've been in first place in a long time. Yeah, very long time.
Might make it to a whole month.
Yeah, this is great. Now we got Buffalo coming up, who I hope we kick their ass because they fucked it up for us last week by not beating the Eagles. So, cause now it's still technically, a 3-way tie, but we have the tiebreaker because we beat the Eagles.
Right.
We beat the Giants. I mean, even though we split, but as far as division wins, we have more than they do. Mm-hmm. And, so we still technically have the tiebreaker over those two other teams. Hopefully the Eagles should lose this week. They play against the Cardinals, who are doing great.
Yeah.
And the Giants are playing against Carolina, who's undefeated. So they both should fucking lose. There's no fucking excuse that the other teams should lose their games. If one of them fucking loses, I'm saying it's fixed. It's fixed to keep this shit close. And it's pissing me off.
We can't have a team with such a racist name winning our division, Dominic.
Hey, whatever. They've been winning division for years.
Can't do that. We didn't care as much.
Though. Yeah. Yeah, it's the PC world now.
Now we care.
PC world. It's been good. I mean, there's a good win. Alfred Morris got his first touchdown of the year. So sad that this is the first rushing touchdown of the year. I mean, goddamn. The man's been doing great for us. And it's like, it took him freaking, 14 games? It took us 13 games. 13 games to get a touchdown. We had a little scared. DeSean Jackson did get hurt, but it looks like he's going to be okay. He'll be back. So we need him around. Jordan Reed's still a beast. Probably one of the best tight ends in the game if he's healthy. That's we got to keep him healthy. But, looks like Kirk Cousins, man. I think everybody's coming around on Kirk Cousins saying that he needs to be signed some years. They think this is our quarterback.
Is he an elite quarterback now?
He's not an elite quarterback. Now, people were debating if Russell Wilson's an elite quarterback because he's been doing great for the last 3 weeks.
Mm.
But I'm like, God darn. I mean, it's just been 3 weeks of football. But I know sports is overreaction. Well, yeah. At least as far,
I mean, it's just the ESPN era.
It's been overreaction.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the best. It's best.
Like the news, Dominic. You got a channel 24 hours of sports. Like, you got to figure out a way to fill that time.
Yeah. It's like, he's a elite quarterback. I said, God darn. I mean, they went to Super Bowl 2 years in a row. I mean, that's great. But I mean, if you look at his numbers overall, I mean, they're good, but I wouldn't put him up there with like Brady or Peyton Manning or now Lee Corbett at now. He's better than Manning now because Natty's freaking hurt, but. Right. I still would pick, Aaron Rodgers, Brady. I think he's not, and put him, say, is he close? I don't know yet. I don't know. I mean, he's been doing, like, the last 3 weeks he's been playing the best football I've ever seen him. Those other years, he did good. He managed the game well. He didn't turn the ball over or anything, but he didn't get a ton of yards in his defense. He has a great defense that backs him up. Cause I always said, like, a lot of people ask, would you switch him for RG3? Technically, I would, but I don't know how he will fare with our team. I don't know if he'll be any good with us. I don't think we'll be better. I think we'll just make him look real shitty. That's so. I don't even think it's like that. I mean, I think he's good. I think he's a good quarterback. Probably maybe a great, but elite, which is the word we always use. It's the elite quarterback. I don't know. I like Big Ben better than him. Who else I like better than him? I don't know about George Flacco. That's a toss up. I might go with Flacco more, but I mean, if Russell can do what he did for the last 3 weeks, not consistently, cause that is incredible, but at least some of that, cause some games you see him, he might just get like 100, just throw for 100 yards or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not, it's really great stats, but I mean, we'll see. I mean, I think he's a good quarterback though. I do think he's a good quarterback. And like I said, I knew this was going on a roll because the fucking schedule is still on a winning streak. Everybody's like, "Hey, look, the Seahawks are back." So whatever, y'all saw, everybody knows who the schedule was. I knew this was going to happen. That's all the script. Y'all knew the script. Don't act like y'all don't know this is going to happen.
They don't get in on that.
Yeah, and then
they don't get a copy of that beforehand.
Yeah,
they want genuine reactions, Dominic.
What the
NFL can't risk that.
What else is happening? What else is happening around the league? I don't think anything else big changes. We might not be the worst division in the league because I think that falls down to the AFC South with the Colts. They're 6-7 just like us. And the Texans are 6-7 just like the top three teams in our division. But see, that's their top two teams. The other teams are worse than that. So yeah. We only have one worst team. And that's the Cowboys. So.
And they're coming back. So.
Well, no. They lost. But they, yeah, so they are technically worse than us. So it's going to be, I want to know what's going to record is going to be for both divisions. Like at the end, who's going to have the worst record for who win the division. But for us, it looks like 8 is going to be it. It could be 8-8 and win the division. If we win two games, we got it. Yeah, because if we beat the Bills, then we beat Philadelphia. And if the Giants lose this game, which I'm going to assume the Giants are going to lose to Carolina. If the Giants lose against Carolina, we win the next two games and we beat Philadelphia, which is going to end up being a loss for them. And they might lose to, if they lose to the freaking Cardinals, hell yeah. Then, because we got swept Philadelphia, we might can rest our last game of the season and just be 8-8 instead of 9-7 against the Cowboys. We might can rest our players. I don't care about being the Cowboys again.
Hell is frozen over.
If it doesn't matter for the season. I mean, we still might beat them with our backup with Colt McCoy, so that doesn't matter. Hell yeah. I will rest, especially Jordan Reed, cause I'm scared he's gonna get hurt. I will rest him. If we do win the next two games and if everything falls in place, those teams lose, we could rest the last game of the damn season and just coast and just coast that game and just wait for the playoffs with the 8-8 fucking record. It's like you're resting your team with you only won 8 games. That's crazy. That'd be crazy. I was hoping we'd be able to do that with only winning 7 games. But unfortunately, fucking Patriots wanted to lose against the Eagles.
Yep.
And the Bills fucked up. And Miami fucked up on Monday night against the Giants. God. None of these teams helping me out. I hate them all. Well, that's what's going on. Oh, hockey. I always talk about the Cats, but the Cats been kicking ass. They have been kicking ass. They only lost 6 games. I know they're number 1 in the East.
Mm-hmm.
But, they were number 2 as of the game before last. They were number 2 in the whole league. But this last game, they were up. They were down 3-0 going to the third period and scored 5 straight goals.
Holy shit.
Yeah, and beat the Tampa Bay Lightning. I mean, Tampa Bay should not have enough hockey team anyway, so I don't even know what the hell's going on with that. But they were
all right for a while there, so.
But yeah, the Caps are kicking ass, and
because they play street hockey.
I just love how people just say this is just setting us up for we can just cry at the playoffs when they lose in the first round.
So just like the Redskins.
Yeah. Stacey said that's a good way to look at life. That's a good way to look at life. He's like, Caps are up. It's just setting me up before we can fail. They're going to fail down the line. What else has been going on? I don't really pay attention to basketball, but I already mentioned about the Warriors losing, so that's the only story that's going on. that I don't know of any, like, funny stories happening around, like, any hookers or anything with the players. Oh, no, there was a story, which wasn't a story. Uh-huh. And that's the world we live in. TMZ saw, like, Milwaukee Bucks was at a, they were at a strip club up till 2 a.m. in the morning, which I was saying, like, that's probably, like, everybody's normal day. I mean, what the fuck is that? Is this news now?
Plus, when else are you going to be at a strip club?
Oh, they do. They had a game that same day. But I was like, the game will start till, like, 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
They got plenty of time to rest. Now, I guess some people say, hey, aren't they curfew? Some teams do have curfew. I think, unless they don't have them no more, I don't know. Maybe they do. But this is not a big deal. This is like, did they kill a hooker or did they, kill a stripper? I mean, or something? Did they beat up a bouncer? No. And I was like, wow, this is nothing. I mean, this is what I heard every day, like a Michael Irvin or the Cowboys, like a coke, hookers and coke, man. I was like, what the fuck? He won a Super Bowl. He won three Super Bowls. You know, I was like, this is nothing.
That's what fueled those Super Bowls.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, well, this is fucking nothing. I say, God, it wasn't even no drugs or nothing. This is just a strip club. That's tame to me. It's like, wow, that's a tame team. That's a disciplined team right there. All they do is go to a strip club.
Just eating at the buffet there. That's all. They were hungry in the middle of the night.
What else is going on in the sporting world? You got, basketball. Maryland's been kicking butt. So their last time I checked, they were number six, and they're still number six. I'm trying to think of any upsets. I think North Carolina got upset. I think they lost another game, and they lost a player. North Carolina lost to Texas. Texas Knight was unranked, so that was a bad loss for them. So they'll be falling in. Yeah. Then they lost a guard, not the same guard that was hurt and came back and beat Maryland, but another guard. Mm-hmm. So that would hurt them in the long run. Michigan State still number one in the league, still undefeated. They played Maryland, I think near the end of January, maybe, or early February, I forget. They only played them once, and is at Michigan State. Maryland's playing Princeton. So hopefully they whip their ass. But, I mean, Princeton seems to always have those teams that they play a certain kind of way that makes, that's uncomfortable for teams. So, I don't know what you're going to get with this team, but hopefully it's a blowout. And the football is started. The bowl games are starting. The only ones before the big ones that I'm really interested in is probably the BYU-Utah game, because that's a rivalry between those both schools. And apparently, like, people are thinking there might be some little brawls in there. So I'm hoping some fights do break out and stuff like that. That's what I'm hoping for. Other than that, I know Navy's playing the Military Bowl, and Maryland will be watching the bowl games. Well, they'll be home because they done their finals, and then they're just home now. So, but yeah, that's
maybe next year.
Yeah, Navy's playing against Pittsburgh in the Military Bowl. I forgot when's that game though. But I'm just waiting for New Year's when the big games start. Trying to think. Anything else in sports that was big? I said basketball, football. Oh, baseball. I think Orioles picked up somebody. Well, they re-signed O'Day, our relief pitcher. I'm happy about that because he's a great relief pitcher. But Chris Davis is still out there. And even O'Day, when he signed his paper, he said he wants to, he's hoping he gets Chris Davis to come back or something like that. But I think,
where does that put Chris Davis now that they retracted the offer for him?
That's what you say?
Now that since the Orioles retracted that offer that you were telling me about last week, like, where does that put him?
Well,
like,
he's still, I mean, I guess he's looking for other offers, but I'm just saying that I haven't heard anybody put a number out there yet. So I'm thinking, like,
I mean, if nobody else offers him anything, does that he has to come crawling back pretty much?
He's a free agent. So he's not with anybody, technically. He's not with anybody.
Right, but I mean, like, if nobody else offered, like, he his biggest opportunity would probably be to come back to us, right?
Probably so.
I don't think
that's the case, we're not going to pay $150 million.
Right. Yeah.
And then I'm thinking, like, that's what I'm thinking. It's like, if he's coming back to us, he's not going to get that offer. So I'm thinking, like, maybe they, I don't know. Cause the team, there's still some players still out there. Justin Upton is still out there. Well, last time I checked, within the last 24 hours, something happened. Mm-hmm. It happened before. Here's a Chris match list of Slugger Davis. Oh, he's still a free agent. Oh, that's, I guess. That's what it's saying. That's some article. I know the Cubs are really beefing up. So the Cubs look like they, like I said before, I think they got some other players too. But the Giants got a big, move. They got Cueto, who won the World Series with the Royals. Royals had just picked him up in the middle of the season, and he helped them win the World Series. And now the Giants got him. And this will go to be, it seems like this is going to go how it's been going for the last 5 years. Giants have won every other year.
Mm-hmm.
And looks like that they're gonna win. It like they might win this year. It'll be amazing if that happens. It's like, what? It's like every other year they go to the playoffs and win.
Yeah, save that money between years so you can stock up.
And that's
what
see like they do. And they're stocking on with pitchers, man. And like they're pitching court. I mean, they pick up Samardzija, who I believe was on the Cubs. I say his name right. I think it's Samardzija. And then they still have Bumgarner, who was the MVP of 2 years ago in the playoffs. They still got Kane. I forgot who else they got. They got Cueto now. And I'm forgetting somebody's name right now. I don't know, technically it's not Lichcombe, but I doubt he's going to be a starter anymore now. He'd probably just be a relief pitcher. But they are just, God, they're fucking awesome. I mean, Dodgers, I don't know if Dodgers can do it again. Not with their pitching lineup. So, yeah, Giants are looking great. That's my dad's favorite team back in the day because Willie Mays was on the team. But, yeah, the Orioles, that's pissing me off. I mean, it's like, God, we need to at least resign Chen then. We need to resign Chen because Waylon Chen, he's still technically a free agent. Well, I don't see that nobody picked him up. I don't think nobody did. Yeah. So we need him, might as well just bring him back. All right, I think that's it in sports. I'm trying to remember any news that I hear on the radio about anybody doing anything crazy. I don't think anybody did any crazy this week. Yeah. So yeah, you go ahead and talk about the UFC match.
All right, let's talk about crazy. Fucking Conor McGregor knocking out Jose Aldo in 13 seconds.
Yeah, I still didn't watch anything of that fight.
There wasn't much to watch. It was literally one punch. They both connected pretty much at the same time, like from certain angles. The first time I saw it, I couldn't even see Conor McGregor hitting him. Like, I just see Aldo hit him, and then he goes down. He just falls flat on his face. I'm like, what the fuck happened there? And then I saw from another angle, and McGregor just catches him in the jaw, and he falls flat on his face. McGregor follows up with a couple fucking arm shots straight to the head, you know, just hammering down on him. And he got maybe two in before the ref was like, nope, this is over. Get out of there. I mean, that shit was crazy. Just crazy. I know people are arguing now whether Aldo deserves a rematch or not. But, you know, because a lot of people are saying, you know, they're still the top two guys. And, but there are also people saying, like, look, you got beat in 13 seconds. You don't deserve anything.
Yeah, exactly.
So that should be interesting. A buddy of mine was telling me that McGregor was talking about maybe moving up in weight. So I think I don't know what it is now.
But it's featherweight.
Is that what it is? Yeah. So talking about moving up, and then I guess, I don't know if it was Dana White or one of the other dudes, you know, on the office side of things. They were like, oh, well, you would have to give up your belt. And he's like, no, I just competed both. Like, I'm here to make money. So it's like, holy shit. Like, this dude's, he's going to be fucking doing the, the whatchamacallit, the god damn it, why can't I think of his name? What's Batman's name?
Batman?
Yeah. Christian Bale. Oh. He's going to be doing the Christian Bale thing, just fluctuating weight like crazy. Say
Bruce Wayne? <That's>
I said Batman, and then all I could think was Christopher Nolan, and I'm like, fuck, no, that's not right. But yeah, like, that would be insane if that's what it comes down to, but that's really what it is. Like, Conor McGregor is there to make money, and he knows how to make that money. That's why he talks the shit that he does, and that's why he puts on as many fights as he does. So that's going to be interesting. That's really the only match I saw, which, you know, I watched on Twitter, so can't really say much about that. There was another upset, I think. One of the guys won the belt. I don't remember who it was now, though. Because even though it was last week, this feels like it happened a while ago for some reason. I mean, I don't know. Last weekend just seems like forever ago. You got any thoughts on that before I start talking about wrestling?
No, I mean, it'll be pretty bad for the featherweight because if he does move up, that means it's going to be pretty a while before they get a match together.
Yeah.
To go for that belt. But that'll be good for the whatever weight class he's going up to. I mean, what if.
Yeah, the one he's going up to is the one that Cowboy Cerrone's kind of dominating right now.
Yeah, I like Cowboy Cerrone. Yeah.
Yeah, so that, if it was the two of them, that would be great. Goddamn interesting. That would be
great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see that because, well, he's fighting tonight. Donald Cerrone, he's fighting Rafael Dos Anjos or something like that.
Yeah.
So that would be awesome.
Yep. So things are looking pretty goddamn interesting in UFC right now. And as far as WWE goes, things are actually getting a lot more interesting now. You know, we had the TLC pay-per-view last weekend. That opened up with a pre-show match of Sasha Banks versus Becky Lynch. That was a pretty good match. They gave them some time. And it was really good. It wasn't as good as their NXT TakeOver match from earlier in the year, but a lot of that has to do with just that match getting built up and there being emotions behind it. This was just, oh, hey, you ladies go out there and wrestle. And as far as wrestling goes, it was pretty much on par with that match. You know, it wasn't quite as good, but it was still really solid and a great match to start the show out, even though it was pre-show. Now, the match that actually started the show was the Triple Threat Tag Team Ladder Match. Now, this was probably the match of the night. It was the New Day versus the Usos versus the Lucha Dragons. And goddamn, it's about time they actually let the Lucha Dragons show some shit off. And they did. They took this opportunity and they did some incredible things. I don't know if you saw the spot with Kalisto doing his finisher, the Selena Del Sol.
I didn't really see nothing of the match.
Okay. Yeah, so they had a ladder set up in the middle of the ring. Then they had a ladder bridging between the ropes and the other ladder. And Kalisto's finisher it's kind of like you're doing a Stone Cold Stunner, but he flips over top of them. And they land on their back and you kind of land with your legs spread. It's hard to explain, like kind of a reverse Stone Cold Stunner, I guess. But he did that over the top of the ladder on one of the Usos and down through the other ladder, which cracked in half. That spot just looked crazy. You had Sin Cara, who every time he was near a ladder, I was just afraid because he's constantly fucking up moves. And I swear, I think it's his mask because it covers his eyes. And even with see-through fabric, like there's only so much visibility you get. But even Sin Cara was pulling off some awesome shit. Like he did a fucking swanton from the top rope out onto, I think like two guys. I don't remember who it was. I want to say like one of the Usos and one of the guys from New Day. On, you know, they were laying across the ladder and he jumps off the top rope and does a flip onto him. That was crazy. One of the Usos jumps off the top rope onto Big E, who was on a ladder. There was just crazy ladder shit going on the entire match. In addition to that, Xavier Woods was on commentary the whole time, which was fantastic. That man could have a full-time career doing that. He's awesome. There were a couple of times where Michael Cole called like Kalisto Sin Cara or Sin Cara Kalisto, which he's constantly doing with the New Day too. He always says like Kofi for Xavier, Xavier for Kofi. And Xavier's just like, no, no, that is Kalisto, not Sin Cara. Get it right. You're supposed to be a goddamn professional.
Like, is so he doing it on purpose?
No, he just, I guess, you know, heat of the moment, just, oh, those two guys have sort of similar costumes. I don't know. I'm just going to say it's a heat of the moment thing, and he just gets confused.
Say he's racist?
Well, at least Kalisto and Sin Cara have masks on. I don't know what his excuse is for Kofi and Xavier.
Because, I mean, they have different sizes, too. Yeah,
they're different sizes. They have completely different hair. Like, there's so many different reasons that should not be a thing.
Black people.
But, exactly. Yeah. So that match was great.
I see
the
color.
New Day
I don't
won
see
that.
Names.
They won that with some interference from Xavier Woods. It was pretty entertaining because it's a ladder match, so there's no disqualifications. But Xavier's like, you know, we're going to prove that we don't need any help. So I'm just going to sit here and do commentary the whole time. And then at the end of the match, Kalisto's climbing the ladder, getting close to the belts. And he's like, this is no DQ. This is no DQ. Runs over, grabs his trombone his trombone, and he throws it at Kalisto.
Man, that is horrible. Like, you should know never to defile an instrument, man. I mean, he's from New Orleans. You should know that. You don't defile an instrument like that.
Yeah. So that was great. That was, I would say, match of the night.
Like, they are sacred.
Following that,
they're sacred things.
He throws him out like water, man. He's got money to replace him. All right. Following that was Rusev versus Ryback. That's nothing of real interest happened there. Rusev beat Ryback with his accolade. Ryback passed out, as everybody does, so they don't actually have to tap out to Rusev. Alberto Del Rio beat Jack Swagger in a chairs match. This match was all right for the two guys that are in it. Alberto Del Rio is all right, but Jack Swagger is kind of lower on the card. And with a good reason. But they put on a good show, even though chairs match is just like the dumbest fucking thing too. Cause it's like, oh, it's still a regular match, but you got chairs. Cause if you use anything else, you get disqualified. Jack Swagger had his Patriot lock, which is Kurt Angle's ankle lock, on Alberto Del Rio with a chair. And then Alberto Del Rio pretty much just no-souls it and is walking around like regular after he's been in the ankle lock for like 2 minutes with a chair. And it's just, that didn't really make sense. And Alberto Del Rio's finisher is a top rope like stomp on the guy. So that's another thing. It's like, oh, why would you do that after you just hurt your leg? But that's just, you know, bullshit wrestling stuff. After that was the Wyatts versus the ECW guys, Bubba Ray, D-Von, Tommy Dreamer, and Rhino. ECW guys, of course, lost. You know, this is the team that you can finally have the Wyatts actually beat. The only person on the Wyatt side, this was an elimination match. So it was an elimination tables match. So each member of the team had to lose for you to be completely eliminated. The only person on the Wyatt side was Eric Rowan. That's not surprising. They treat him like the lowest guy on the totem pole. There were some interesting spots. Bubba Ray looked like he was going to set a table on fire, but of course they didn't do that because this is the PG era. I say that, but Kane and Daniel Bryan did have a table set on fire last year, I guess it was. But, you know, as soon as that table's on fire and somebody goes through it, like, there's 20 guys standing around the table within like an inch of it with fire extinguishers. So you kind of knew in this one that that wasn't going to happen because you didn't see anybody scrambling to get a fire extinguisher. But it was fun to see them go back to that, you know, original ECW kind of stuff. After that was Dean Ambrose versus Kevin Owens. This was a regular match. No crazy tables, ladders, or chairs stipulation. Dean Ambrose did win, though, which to me was completely surprising. They didn't really build up to this match much at all. That may be because Kevin Owens was sick about a week or so ago. So, you know, that's a week less that they had to actually do something between the two of them. But Dean Ambrose is now your Intercontinental Champion, and I kind of like the idea of that, as long as they have somebody for him to feud with. It seems like from Raw, though, that they're just going to go back, you know, continue with Kevin Owens for a little bit, and also maybe inject Dolph Ziggler into that, too. A triple threat between Dean Ambrose, Kevin Owens, and Dolph Ziggler seems like that would be a really good match. So if that's what they're building up to at Royal Rumble, which is the next pay-per-view, I wouldn't be opposed to that. Charlotte beat Paige, thanks to Ric Flair's interference.
Yeah, I heard about that.
They're going full on Charlotte just cheating now. It's interesting on Raw. I think of it, was it Raw or SmackDown? Charlotte and Becky Lynch had a match versus Brie Bella and Alicia Fox, and Ric Flair helped by tripping Alicia Fox, and then Becky got her into her submission. But Becky's against Charlotte cheating, and she didn't realize that Ric Flair did that. So hopefully this is leading up to a match between Charlotte and Becky Lynch. That would be pretty good. Those two ladies could put on a good match. And it's interesting that they seem to be going kind of the heel turn with Charlotte. I don't know where that puts Paige. Maybe they do a triple threat. That could be good, too. Nikki Bella is out right now. She's actually, I think she got knee surgery. So she's going to be out for a little while. So she'll be on the shelf. And that just means that the other two.
Sasha Banks, she fought in the match like before the big matches.
Yeah, she had a pre-show match with Becky Lynch. That was good. Yeah, so it seems like they might actually be doing something with Sasha. They're at least putting her on TV more now.
Did you mention that already?
Yes.
Oh, see, okay, I'm not paying attention.
And then the last match of the night was Sheamus versus Roman Reigns in a tables, ladders, chairs match. Sheamus won this thanks to the League of Nations coming out and taking out Roman Reigns. After that, though, Roman Reigns beats the shit out of everybody, and then Triple H comes out to stop him, and then he beats the shit out of Triple H. So that led to Raw, which had Vince McMahon on it. Vince came out and said, "Hey, look, you don't fuck with my family, you don't talk shit about my family," because Roman Reigns was like, "Oh, nobody in your family is worth a shit." So Vince comes to fire him, and Sheamus is, "Oh, no, don't fire him. I'm going to beat him again for you because I'm a suck up." Yep. And Sheamus, what happens? Roman Reigns, they had another solid match. Roman Reigns, the League of Nations comes out again, but he beats shit out of all of them. Then Vince McMahon gets involved. He punches him in the face. And Roman Reigns is now your WWE Heavyweight Champion.
Yeah, I heard that from the job, too. So, Sheamus, man, it could have been like two Irish people champions. With Conor McGregor and him, man. He fucked it up.
You know, he did. Well, he won on Sunday, and they were definitely pushing hard on that. Like, oh, you know, it's a great time to be Irish, you know. And it's just.
So your wife was very happy.
Yes. She's very happy. So yeah, that was Raw. I'm trying to think if there was anything else that happened on Raw that was super interesting. Not really. On Wednesday was NXT from London. That entire show was really good. There was some unexpected stuff. I really thought Enzo and Cass would beat the Dash and Dawson, who are just kind of a team. Like, they have no character. Like, they're just the dastardly heel guys. Like, they kind of seem really old school. And Enzo and Cass are like really, really, really over good guys. Like, the crowd loves them. So I was kind of expecting them to finally get the tag team belts, but they did not. Yeah, I mean, overall the show was really good. I'm not going to run it down or spoil too much of it, but the whole show was really good. NXT has continued the level of quality that they've shown in all of their takeover matches, and hopefully this leads to another one. I think maybe the next one will probably be right before WrestleMania. So we got like 3 or 4 months, but I'm looking forward to it. Sami Zayn's coming back on this week's episode of NXT. He's been out for a while with an injury, and we'll see if they do something with him on NXT or if they just kind of bring him back on there real quick and then say, oh, he's going up to the main roster. So yeah, that's it for wrestling. All right, what have you been watching this week?
Oh, we've been watching. Okay. Well, since the last show has been on break, I tried to catch up with the Supergirl.
Mm-hmm.
I still didn't finish watching episode 6.
Okay.
I think I still got like 3 more episodes to watch. Well, including 6. Maybe they did 8 before the break. I forget.
Mm-hmm.
But she's fighting the Red Tornado, if you know that character from DC.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard that that's what's going on there. How is that stuff going so far? How's the Red Tornado on there?
No, it's all right. I mean, special effects are all right. I think the costume looks all right. Face looks like Vision. I mean, it's got that Vision type of look.
Mm.
So, I mean, I thought it was all right. It's just getting to, like, some things are just too blatant with certain situations, like with, what's his name?
James Olsen?
Yeah, James Olsen. He's dating Lois's sister. Damn, I forgot her name. So now the father's there. He knows the military guy, and that's where the sister works in the military too. And of course the father doesn't like James. He's just so blatant. He just said, "You're not good enough for it because you're not special. You just ally yourself with special people. That doesn't make you special." And I'm like, that's a reason? I said, God damn, man, that's just horrible. That's a horrible person.
She only dates Batman or better.
Also, she's just so hung up on James, Supergirl, and it's just like, oh, God.
With hearts around him in her diary.
And the dude who likes her, who should be Jimmy Olsen, He's just so hung up on her and just like, it's like, come on, guys.
Either
tell your feelings, get out there, get over with. I mean, this story's been done so many fucking times.
Yeah.
Story old as time, song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast. I mean, come on, guys. It's just, come on. You gotta get away from this. Also, looks like her sister might be kind of falling for that Lex Luthor-like dude.
Duh.
Maybe. It just seems like that's going to happen. It's implied. Mm-hmm. It looks like, she doesn't really like him, but he does have, he has to look like he has some charm and something like that. And he's kind of sympathetic, too. He has some sympathetic to himself. Because he's not a total bad guy like that. He just doesn't trust the government and
he's nuanced.
Aliens. I mean, just like any other, a lot of Americans out there. Like any other red-blooded American out there.
Just like any God-fearing American.
Yeah, exactly.
Voting for Donald Trump.
it's all right. It's all right. Also, what have I been watching? Oh, Fargo. Fargo had its season finale.
Mm-hmm.
Which I didn't even know that. It's not really connected to the first one, but it does have a character from the first one who, when he was younger, the father of the main character, the girl character in the last season's Fargo.
Mm-hmm.
He's the cop in this one, the young cop. Oh, okay. This is when he was young and she was a kid. And
it's a prequel.
Fuck. But it was okay. The last episode was okay. It wasn't real spectacular like the last couple episodes, but it was kind of telling the story of how, like, things just don't work out the way you think it will or should or something like that. Like, the main black guy on the show, Mike Milligan, who I loved, he's a gangster. He worked for his mob guys. And like he worked his way up, and like he was under one guy, but he got killed, and he made up for. I mean, he kind of got revenge and got things back in order for them, for his group. And he's thinking like, hey, he's big time. And like one time, he went back to the house of the family that they took over from. Well, I'm not gonna spoil too much, but basically they're gone. And he went back to the house. All they had was their cook there. Like, she's an Indian. And they didn't do nothing to her, none of that. I think he just took a sip of the soup or something like that. And I forgot what he said. But there's some other guy who was part of the other gang. The gang that was home to, Fargo. Wow. Mike Milligan, he's from KC. He came there, like, he was like, well, I'm going to steal. Like, they're all dead. He's going to steal. He was stealing their stuff. But then that's when Mike Milligan and his guy came out, and he was like, oh crap. He said, I don't even know who you are. Like, the guy was telling him, like, I don't know, which one are you? He's like, cause he don't know. He's just a pawn with the other guys. Like, he's just their goon.
Right. Yeah.
He's like, so Mike Milligan, I mean, he always say some philosophical story or some shit. But then he was saying, like, now I'm the king or something like that, but I'm beginning my rule, I have to show an act of kindness and an act of cruelty. And then the guy was like, I'll take the kindness. He said, I'll take the second one.
That's the smart choice.
Yeah, but I already shown an act of kindness to that, the maid in there, the cook there. He was like, you mean the engine? He's like,
wow.
Yeah. And then he was like, I say, so he said, oh. So, and then the guy was like, have you ever been to Baltimore? I still don't know what he meant by that. And then he tried to pull a gun out. And then, of course, they shot him with a shotgun, like, bam, right in the chest. It was like a big hole in his fucking chest. But the guy was about to finish him off. Mike, listen, no, remember, act of cruelty. So he let him suffer.
Oh,
but then like Milligan goes back to his, back to KC to be the big bosses to get the good news. The guy said, oh, you did great for us. And like, we're going to make you move up. Then the guy just put him to like an office, like a small ass office room. And the guy's like, Mike Milligan's like, what are you doing? He think he's about to like take over South Dakota or something like that.
Yeah.
The guy was like, hey, look, things are changing now. He said, like, this is what we do. It's like, this is about making profit. It's not about, like, killings. Killings is too messy. And it's too messy.
It's not cost too effective.
Yeah. It's basically showing, like, how the criminal world is going corporate. And, like, those guys are moving corporate. It's like, yeah, you know what? You might want to cut you. Because Mike Milligan, he's like, this is like the late 70s, basically. And Mike Milligan, he's like, you might be able to cut your hair. You know, 70s are over. He's like, they got a nice fro going on, man. And then he's like, also stop with this cowboy get up, you know, get a nice suit and tie.
Yeah.
Like man, I think
they shielded him.
Yeah. So this guy, I mean, you're talking about changing from a guy banging, like going out there, killing guys, doing all the muscle work and stuff out there to just going into a fucking corporate office room. I mean, the dude might end up killing himself.
Probably. Or killing the entire office.
Yeah, that too. He might go suicidal and start killing people and then kill himself. Well, I was like, damn. It's like, it's over for him. I was like, God, man. It's like, because he was thinking he was moving up. It's like, he's about to be like a big boss now.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's just trying to climb the corporate ladder, basically. God, it's casual Fridays and shit like that.
That's what he looks forward to, so he can wear his cowboy outfits again.
But yeah, I liked it. Overall, this is the best show of the year. This is the show of the year. Best TV show on television or internet, you wouldn't say. So I recommend it highly to anyone.
Yeah.
What else is going on? What else have I been watching? I watched Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation.
Nice.
I liked it. I enjoyed it. Not as good as Ghost Protocol for me though.
No. Okay.
But it was all right.
There wasn't one between Ghost Protocol and this one, was there?
No.
Okay.
Oh, Yeah.
For some reason, I'm thinking there was, like, another one that I completely missed.
Also, I watched, Man from U.N.C.L.E., like I mentioned, I finished that up, and I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed that show. It was all right. And I don't know if it seemed like from the ending, they wanted to do a series with this. I don't know if that's going to happen still.
Yeah, not the way the box office looked, it seemed like.
Yeah, I guess. But I seen some trailers for some movies recently that I didn't think did well, and they seem like still getting sequels.
Anything in particular?
Oh, the Star Trek. I didn't think the second one did well. Man, no, it didn't do well, because I looked at the, compared to the first one.
Yeah.
Maybe it made its money worldwide, but from what I see.
Still got that Star Trek name, though, Dominic.
Yeah. I'm happy it came out. I liked it.
Yeah.
Even though, I mean, a lot of people didn't like it, but I enjoyed that one. I enjoyed it, so I'm happy there's a sequel. I mean, there's a third one coming out, but from, like, how it did, like, compared to other movies when it came out, the time it came out, it didn't do well. That's why I was like, oh, man, are they going to stop this? Or reboot it again or something?
Yeah. But I forgot that trailer came out. I meant to look at it because I heard some other places that it came out after. Did that come out before or after the Independence Day one?
I watched a glimpse of it. I mean, I watched the whole thing, but I wasn't really focused on it.
Right.
I was watching it in a break room when somebody was showing it, and it seemed okay. I mean, it's a teaser, so it wasn't much to it.
Okay, so it wasn't like a long form trailer.
No, it was a long form trailer. Nah, but you saw a lot. I saw a lot of aliens, but I didn't know who they were. Like, the only aliens I know in the Star Trek world, I know the Ferengi, the big ear ones, and apparently, like, their woman, they don't appreciate their woman, I guess. Like, well, just almost like Muslims, I guess, except for their woman can't wear clothes. Which I'm glad that Star Trek is like on regular TV, because I do not want to see them
rated
naked.
R.
Those are ugly aliens.
We don't want to see them naked. Damn it.
Yeah. But the Ferengi, of course, the Kardashians. And the I cannot think. For some reason, I want to say the Klingons. That's what I mean. The Klingons. But a Kardashian, that could be alien name.
I like the aliens with the big boobies. Yeah.
The Klingons, the Romulans, the Borg, which are not really alien, but they're just cyborgish. Oh, Borg. Okay, I got it.
I feel like I just heard a revelation there. Oh, Borgs, like cyborgs. Yeah.
What was the other alien I know? I think I said them all. Yep, I said them all. Oh no, well, the Vulcans. I mean, but yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of enemy aliens. I can't. That's all I know. I don't know what the green people are called.
They're called green.
Yeah, the green ladies, because they, I don't, yeah, I, that's all, it, but I saw some aliens. I didn't know who they were supposed to be, though, from that trailer. Yeah. I was like, oh, who's these aliens? They should just combine Star Trek and Star Wars. That should have been the big surprise.
Fan like, boys, like, you just see. Just yelling. Yep. Yelling at themselves right now.
That's why I wanted to happen. Like, they go to another.
There's
they
an
go
outrage
to,
on Twitter right now.
They go through
right
a wormhole and it's like, what the hell is this force? It's like that.
I feel something. It's persuading me.
Oh, yeah. I was listening to a podcast that they were talking about Star Wars. And the guy was talking about how he didn't like the old ones because of, I mean, basically, same reason. Well, just the reason about the force, like how it was just not something like anyone could attain. It's just something that's in your body, like, midichlorian shit. But the guys were saying, like, why are you upset? It's like, that's how it's supposed to be. That's why it's always been. And I was like, based on what are they talking about? And I'm just mad that this guy was fighting with, it was like, what the hell are you talking about? It's not even, it's like, what are you talking about? Because based on the movies, based on old movies, they never even mentioned midichlorians.
No, not at all.
They didn't mention this shit until they say, like, that's how it always been. And I'm like, what are you talking about here? And I was hoping it'll be on their corrections the next week and say, like, what the fuck you talking about? But I should have did it. I'm always relying on other people to write into podcasts. I should have rolled in.
Exactly.
I'm not even a Star Wars fan, but I know that was stupid. I was like, shut up. What else I seen? I guess we can talk about the trailers. I did see the Independence Day trailer.
Mm. What did you think about that?
Nothing. Nothing really. I mean, I don't plan on seeing this movie whatsoever. I mean, I liked the movie at the time it came out, which was in fifth grade. I think it came out, what year it came out, 94 or 95?
94, I think it was 94.
Okay, then I was in fourth grade. Yeah. No, it came out the summer of 94, right? Yeah, so I was going
No, was it 96?
96? Oh. I was going to sixth grade? I thought I was in elementary school.
Yeah, 96.
Oh, well, then I was going to sixth grade then. Yeah, at the time when I saw it, I liked it. That's all I was going to say. I mean, I think I saw it. I never seen it recently. I've seen it probably, I think, the last 10 years. I've seen it. And I thought, oh, it's okay. But I watched it a billion times when I was younger. So,
right.
This is right now. It's nothing. I don't really care about it now. I mean, especially with it. If it came out years ago, yeah, like at least a little more recent to that, or even just 8 years from that. Something.
Yeah.
But goddamn, 20 years. I don't know. It's just been a lot of movies with dealing with aliens that this is not a big deal. It's, and because the special effects then were good. I mean, I like the whole thing of these giant spaceships that cover entire cities.
Yeah.
Now, they got one big spaceship that covers like half the planet or some shit. I don't know. Well, that trailer is really big, but it's not. If it comes out to be good, fine. But I just had this feeling it's not. It's always good to bet it's not.
Trailers can be deceiving. Yeah. I think the best thing you can say about the trailer is that it's inoffensive, pretty much. Like, it doesn't look great, but it also doesn't look terrible.
No, it doesn't
to me.
Look terrible. No, I don't think it's. I thought that's the best thing. The best thing I was going to say is that Jeff Goldblum is doing movies.
Well, yes.
Except that's not Wes Anderson.
Yeah, so you do have Jeff Goldblum. You have what? Bill Paxton? Or is that Bill Pullman? I can never remember the two. The president, you still have him.
And he's still doing movies. Still,
what's that?
I said he's still doing
movies. Yeah, and he's still doing movies. Yeah, I mean, it looked enjoyable for me in a stupid kind of, oh, they're making a second Independence Day movie. Like, the same as you, like, that movie I thought was awesome when I was a kid, and I watched it a ton of times. I have watched it maybe 2 or 3 years ago. I got the Blu-ray and I watched it, and I still had a good time with it. So, I don't think I'm going to rush out to the theater to see this, but I think I will go out of my way once it's on Blu-ray or something to try and rent it.
Yeah, I would definitely bootleg this. I would definitely bootleg it. But other than that, I'm not.
You would waste your time watching the movie.
Actually, I don't know. I mean, it all depends what the reviews say. If the reviews are very horrible, I won't. I wouldn't.
And that's what it comes down to, is like, whether this actually turns out to be a good movie, because as much as I have nostalgia for that first movie, if this one comes out and reviews say it's terrible, I'll go back and watch the first movie. Why would I waste my time watching this one? That one's got Vivica Fox in it.
Yeah, well, she looks hot.
Yeah.
I mean, exactly. She still looks all right, but I look, because like I said, when I saw her in The Empire, I don't know if, did I mention that on this podcast when I saw her in Empire? I thought I did, but,
I want to say yes.
But yeah, she looked, just, I mean, it looked like she did something to her face.
Yeah.
Like maybe she was trying to, like, she did, I don't know. It didn't look like her regular face. She still looked all right though.
Yeah. She is getting to that age where they start start fucking around with
yeah,
things.
Yeah, man. Stop doing that, man. Just be natural. Yeah. All right. Well, what else you watched?
I also rewatched Jurassic World again. I had gotten it from the Microsoft store.
I don't remember you saying you watched it the first time.
It was not too long after it came out in the theaters. I didn't see it right away, but I saw it.
I don't think I talked about it.
Yeah, I don't think I talked about it because it was a little past, and it was one of those things where I saw it like the weekend after we recorded, and then I forgot about it by the next weekend. I enjoyed it. It played on the nostalgia really well, you know, going back to some of the old stuff from the first one. The dinosaur battles at the end were really good.
So you did enjoy it. You didn't have that feeling like your boy on Johnny Bomb did, how he just started like, remember he was talking about how people, no, Giant Beastcast, I think it was, where he was talking about how his friends enjoyed it. They was like, he's like, ah, I said, what is wrong with you?
I've been listening to that recently, and I've been hearing a lot of hate for that movie, and I didn't have that at all.
I don't see how, I can see it not being as good as the first one, but I didn't see what was wrong compared to other movies of its ilk. Like, I mean, yes, certain things just won't make sense, but it seemed like it was that type of movie is going to be silly. I mean, it's going to have some silly parts where it's like, that's like, they're going to happen. It's like, yeah, but it's not meant to be too realistic here. I mean, but I don't.
And to me, what it came down to is it was enjoyable. Yeah. And the fact that, I mean, obviously people are different, but it seems like someone can think it's so offensively bad. Like, even I think this week on the Beastcast, they were talking about another movie and the guy brought up Colin Trevorrow, who I think is the director of this one. And he's like, oh, I wouldn't want him doing anything. And it's like, why not? Like, he did a fine job with Jurassic World, I think. Like, he took what he had and it was
yes, he made something
really
that
enjoyable.
I thought was going to be so shitty. I thought it was going to be shit.
Yeah, exactly.
And I mean, and that's not even me saying, oh, because I had so little expectations. No, it actually was okay. When I went to the theater, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed that I paid for this movie. Like, I didn't feel bad I paid for this movie. So I thought it was pretty good. Now, am I looking for a sequel to that movie? I don't know. I don't think so. Because I don't know where you can go from that, really, to tell you the truth. I don't know how much more you can do, because you can't open the park back up.
No, but the T-Rex is taking over that island. And some entrepreneurial businessman is going back there to see if he can tame the dinosaur island. And then it turns into King Kong. From Peter Jackson.
King Kong, yeah.
You would do crossover movies. That's how that happens.
Peter Jackson's.
You got your Star Wars, Star Trek, and your Jurassic Park
Peter
King
Jackson's
Kong.
King Kong versus Jurassic Park. Utah versus Jurassic Park.
Done. Yeah. Done. I'm sold. You sold me on that. Well, maybe we're not Peter Jackson anymore. He's, I don't know.
I wonder what movie he's going to do next.
It's going to be like
George Lucas going to sell off the Hobbit series, and they're going to go for.
He's going to do episode, what is that one called? The Samarillion?
Episode 7. Episode 7 Hobbit, the Lord of the Rings.
He's going to do the Samarillion or whatever that one is that Tolkien released.
They're
like,
back again,
or they
too.
Released after Tolkien's death.
You said the what?
The Samarillion or
something?
What is
that about?
Samarillion? I don't know. I think it's still in that world, but I think it was one that Tolkien was working on, but he didn't finish before
he died.
Like
two words,
and somebody
right?
else.
like two words, and it just fill in the blanks.
pretty much. I think it's like Sun finished it or something, but yeah, it was something they released after his death, and I'm not sure what it's about, but I think it's still in that world.
I hope there's more women in that world. Yeah, this is not even about a feminist thing. I just want more women. I feel uncomfortable just seeing a whole bunch of men.
Why are these Hobbit movies such sausage parties?
Yeah, I ended up about Lord of the Rings. I was like, hey, hopefully that elf woman's traveling with them. I was like, oh, Okay, I guess not.
No, you get an elf dude that looks like a woman instead. Sorry. You get sexy Orlando Bloom. Yeah.
And Orlando Bloom needs a job too. He needs like a job, so they need to get that movie going. God, I thought that I thought the man's gonna be a star.
I think a lot of people did.
What last happened? Thing I heard was that
where's the next Pirates movie?
Justin Bieber at a freaking club or something because Justin Bieber said he fucked his girlfriend or something. I don't think he did though. I mean, I don't know. I think he just said it.
I don't
Maybe
know.
He did. I don't know. Fuck it.
Let's see. Oh. I don't know if he plays the voice of Legolas in Lego Dimensions or if they just use clips of him.
Oh, okay.
He's got 3 movies on IMDb right now that aren't out. Unlocked for 2016, Romans, which is filming right now, and of course, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men, Tell No Tales. Oh, so he's actually going to do it. That's coming in 2017.
He thought he was so big for that other one. He was like, I'm too big for this.
We all thought he was, and then he did the 3 Musketeers.
I
thought he
was too. I was so pissed off with, what should we call it? Johnny Depp. And I was like, why are you doing this again, man?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, I guess this Atlanta Bloom should have did this. He should have been in here. And when is that movie coming out?
2017.
Oh, okay.
Disney's got to fit it in around Star Wars.
I think that's pretty good because you know what? It's been enough break because even the last one wasn't a big hype for it. So this will probably come off to be big hype for it. They'd be like, oh, it's been so long since we've seen it.
Yep. And it's going to be the original cast returning. Well, some of it. Keira Knightley going to be in this
too? She might as well.
Exactly. She's not really.
She's doing better than him.
I don't see her. She's not in the top names. Karina Smith is somebody new.
Oh, no. I mean, not on that movie. I mean, I'm saying that she's done better movies.
Yeah. Definitely more and better movies than Orlando Bloom. Jeffrey Rush is going to be in it, though.
Who's that?
Captain Barbossa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it looks like they replaced her. Javier Bardem's going to be in that. Captain Salazar. I think that's a new... Yeah, that's a new guy. Anyway, yeah. Pirates of the Caribbean. That's all I've really been watching is Jurassic Park.
Jurassic World.
Oh, sorry. No, I went back and watched Jurassic Park.
Well, let's see. What else? I think that's... Yeah, that's what I was watching. So I guess we get into what we've been playing. You want me to start off?
Sure.
All right. We can, I'll start off with my Xbox. I've been playing some Halo. Then the Halo, they've done another season, so I have to re-rank myself. I haven't played enough games yet to rank myself.
MLG Dominic over here.
Yeah. Cause they used to call them the January season. January season or whatever. And
how about you start that in January?
Yeah. I thought something went wrong, like a glitch happened. Oh man, why are my things not ranked? I know they got new maps up here. I played on one of the new maps. It's almost like a facility that's been overgrown, like jungle. It's an old facility. It's been overgrown with jungle and it looks all right. I like it. I still don't really know the map that well. I only played on it twice, but I've been doing all right on some of these games. And I'm scared because I'm going to probably be ranked
way too high.
Yeah. And then I can't win anything. Just like the dude said he had a problem. I forgot what podcast was. He said, I think it's the IGN podcast Unlocked. The guy said, I won't be playing Halo anymore because I platinum ranked and I can't win anymore. He's like, I can't win anymore. I was like, we got to keep losing until you get down.
I was going to say,
they knock you down. Cause I've been never been knocked out of silver, but they do level you up. Cause I went to silver 2, but every time I go to silver 2, I always end up losing. I go back down to silver 1. But yeah. I think I still be all right. Even like drink me high. I'll be in my place. Yeah. I'll be where I'm supposed to be with my people. also they gave some rec points too, special rec points, stuff like that. I think it's some new Warzone maps, but I played 2 Warzones. I didn't play on new maps. So unfortunately, I haven't seen them yet. But I tried out Forge. I picked up a map. This is too complicated for me. This is very, like, I would have to really be, this ain't simple. It is simple, but it feels very overwhelming.
More complicated than maybe Fallout's the map building.
I chose. I think I chose some place where it's just empty instead of a place that has some things already set. So I was just curious to see what it looked like. And I just said, I've never seen this map before. And I think it's one of their special, probably Forge type of maps, just to, like, where you have to probably literally build everything yourself. Because I was like, whoa, what the fuck do I do? And I said, what do I do? And I just got out of that. I haven't figured out yet how do you just play on other people's maps yet. I haven't really looked into it, but I do want to find out how to do that. If anybody's got some maps, well, it should have some maps ready by now.
Yeah.
Probably not good ones, but I think I would have to just upload I remember on Halo 3, sometimes they'd put you on a Forge map but some apps you can load up yourself, but I had nobody to play with. I had to make it a private game.
Right.
But yeah, I've been having fun playing Halo. Also, I played some Gears 3 with my friends. Like, we all got on I believe it was Tuesday night. We got on, played Horde. We got to level 40. Told my boy he had to get some sleep because he had to work in the morning. But yeah, it was a good time. It brought back memories of how we always used to play Horde together.
Yeah.
And I love Gears 3 Horde. I mean, I love it. I love how you can just put up barriers, you know, level up your barriers, level up your, like, I still haven't got everything full on that. Like, I still haven't got to a point where I can have an Onyx guard, like foot leveled up everything. So he had an Onyx guard. He had, like, it would follow you around, but it looked like he always got killed too fast or some shit. Cause we always be saying, like, where the Onyx guard at? It was like, I don't see him. He must be dead. But also, I put it on big head mode, so it looked funny as shit. All the enemies look funny too. And I put it so insta-gear where you just punch somebody. You punch anything, just blow up. Except for what they call it. What's the female locust called?
The Berserker.
Berserker, yeah. Except for the Berserker.
Yeah.
And I learned that the hard way. Because I was like, I'm going to hit it. Ah, just crush my ass. It was like,
now is like big head mode new to the ultimate version?
No, this is on Gears 3.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Gears 3. No, they don't. Gears 1, well, I'll get to that, but they don't have Horde mode or anything.
I guess they don't do that.
Yeah, this is all on Gears 3, because
I forgot all that stuff was in there. I didn't, you know, we spent so much time on 2, like,
one, mostly, because we finished 1. We didn't even finish 2.
Yeah, but I mean, like, we played Horde mode.
That's right.
But 3, we didn't really do that much stuff.
Nah, we just. Oh, yeah, I didn't really do much with you. Yeah. I play a lot with my friends, though. Yeah, because you got it at a... That game came out at a different time. You were doing a lot of things.
Yeah.
You were doing a lot of stuff. But this... Not like that, but it was just different.
I had a real bad drug problem.
Yeah, when 3 came out, yeah. But I played that. Yeah, I think I played 2. I definitely played 2 more than 3, but 3 I did play a shitload, and I played Horde a lot with because I met some other friend, this girl, she was online, and she will always want to play 2 with one of us. And we were all together, so I was 4. We still need 5. We always have somebody else to come in. Like, yeah, we played it. I was always go-to game because that's the only game that everyone had, every one of us would have.
Yeah.
And just like, oh boy, he didn't get Gears of War 1, which it doesn't matter because we don't like regular multiplayer, and that's only 2 players. So only 2 of us can play it at a time. So it's not a big deal with that, but that's what he was saying. Let's play some Gears 3. And then I finally figured out how to get on the dashboard on the Xbox 360 mode. Cause I saw it in the, the corner of the dashboard of the Xbox One, that little thing that says on Xbox 360, hit both their version of the select and start button at the same time. So, oh, so that's how you do it. So those when I was people telling me to go into the dashboard, I said, how the fuck they doing it?
Yeah.
So then that's how I can get in the party. I can get in the party on the Xbox 360. So that's how I can still talk to Foot. Cause he didn't upload his on the Xbox One yet, his, Gears of War 3. Cause he didn't buy it when it was free. Cause he said he already had the game. I said, so what? So when you fucking already had the games? I told both of them did the same damn thing. I said, I put the disc in. So why you put the disc in? I said, yeah, you can get the free game. He said, nah, cause I already had the game. I said, so what? You had the fucking game. You can have two? What's so, you don't have to, I said, you don't have to load the fucking game at the moment you download it. I mean, you buy it. Yeah. God. It's your time with disc. And then I said, see, and that's why you can't play your one. You gotta put your 360 in. he could have put the disc in, but then I had to wait for him to install the fucking game. I was like, oh, right, it's gonna take too long.
Cause it's still gotta download and all that.
So that's how you played. people, just because you have the game, just buy it. I mean, just pick it up, it's free.
Exactly. You have to click a button. That's it. Do yourself a favor.
You don't have to install it then. Just say don't, when it goes to the queue or whatever, just say no, just stop it.
Yep.
Also, I did play some, I actually played some Gears of War multiplayer. That's how I was just trying it out. Mm-hmm. And I did okay. I got five kills. I got 5 kills in a round. We won the whole match. I got my achievement. Something like remember the first time or some shit. I did okay, but I used a shotgun too. I didn't, cause I felt that's what everybody was using. I was like, chainsaws are worthless. You know, well, actually, it's gonna use Lancer from a distance. Like, I get them down and then somebody kill them. So that's what it works out at. But every time I try to do a chainsaw, I always get splattered. what else I'm playing on the one? I didn't play no more bad. I didn't play no Rare Replay this week. I played some Reach. Reach is finally on,
backwards compatibility. Yes. Now, yeah.
And it was good getting back to the game. Oh man, it seems so slow compared to what Halo is now. Like 60, this is not going from 60 frames per second to whatever the hell this is. So like 30 to less. It feels weird. It felt really weird.
Yeah.
But I couldn't, it's funny. I see, it tells me it's 8,000 some people still playing this game.
Oh wow.
And it was like 600 something playing Team Slayer. It took me forever to find a match. I never did find one. I just stopped looking. Mm-hmm. I just started playing single player. And also, yeah, I think, cause I'm on my X playing Halo 5 right now with the Forge. Yeah, I think I picked a blank canvas and that I shouldn't have done that. For me, I should have picked a real map. Back to Halo Reach. But yeah, playing through the story mode, I was like, oh man, this is my favorite Halo. I loved it. And I loved how you create your character, cause your character is just Noble Six. And so whatever character you created, that's what it looks like in the main game.
Mm.
So I got my Redskins colored, Spartan out there. And yeah, that game was cool. I play a little bit of it just to get some nostalgia for it. I think that's about it. What I played on this. I'm trying to see last games I played. Oh, Battlefront. I canceled my EA subscription, cause it was just coming up. Also, I got a refund.
Oh.
Yeah, because when I went to cancel, it said, you cancel and get a refund. I said, wow, my month is only up like next day. I was like, well, fine then. And it gave me a refund.
You get a full refund or just a refund for like the last couple of days?
No, I got a $5 refund. $4.99.
Nice.
Because I checked my bank account. And it said $5. Uh-huh. Huh. And that's all I had in my bank account was $5. But I played a little bit of Battlefront on the new map. I didn't really play none of all the new modes or nothing. I just want to try it out a bit. I mean, I just do what I do. I just go around shooting anything I see move, even if it's my own teammates, because I don't know. But it, I mean, it looks gorgeous. It looked good. And, I guess it spoiled me. It's because it was on Jakku, which is in the new movie. So it was spoilers.
Yeah. It's like, oh. Spoilers.
They say, look at this. This is the plan of the new movie. Yeah, but, which you could just call Tatooine. I don't know, whatever.
How dare you? Spoilers.
You could just call.
Just because they renamed it, because it was actually Tatooine.
That's all they did, is they renamed it.
That's what we're going to find out in the movie. Again, we haven't seen the movie, so all the things that we're making up that are actually true. Kylo Ren is Luke Skywalker.
Nah, he's still Jar Jar Binks. I think
he's Han Solo.
But yeah, I mean, this game, it looks great. It definitely, it's probably, it's gotta be like one of the top looking best games out there.
Every time I see a video of that, even like not that mod one, like just the regular game, it's like, yeah. Wow, that looks incredible.
Yeah, they use a lot of magic with that. A lot of magic.
They spent all their time working on the graphics and didn't spend much time making lots of gameplay modes.
Yeah, see, there's some people who believe that it's enough content in that game, but I just say then Battlefield is, they just gave you too much content then. they must have just gave you too much, because they gave you a single player mode too. God damn, they just went overboard. What were they thinking?
They were thinking we have to compete with Call of Duty.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Exactly, and Call of Duty, they definitely went overboard too. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's what I was gonna mention, because I didn't know this. And I have Black Ops 2, but I got that because I rebought my Xbox 360, so I didn't really play it. Mm-hmm. I just played the single player mode. I didn't even fuck with the multiplayer. I didn't know there were bots mode. Like most, you could play regular multiplayer with bots.
Oh, okay.
And there's been like that. Apparently, I've been out of the loop because it's been like that for the last 3 Call of Duties.
Oh, really?
It's been like that. Yeah, well, I guess technically 4.
Huh.
Because when someone, I was reading someone's comment on Black, this guy said, no, I'm going to get Black Ops 3 because, hey, they got bots in there. That's what I like. I like to play the single. I said, oh, they got bots in this? I said, shit, I don't think I'm getting called Black Ops 3. Then I saw somewhere somebody said about having bots in Advanced Warfare. So, wait a minute. I didn't know they had bots in that one too. I'm like, jeez, I need to get that game on Xbox 360 then. I mean Xbox One. Cause at least I have everything. I know it's gotta be another sale coming up where I can just get the whole thing.
Yeah, there's a big sale coming up, I think, this week or next week.
The Xbox, right? Yeah, they're supposed to have the something days till next New Year or whatever. Like they did last year and year before that.
And Black Ops 3 is free on Steam this weekend. I'm actually downloading it right now. I don't know if that's multiplayer only. I kind of hope it's not, so I can just play single player.
I was about to say, it's multiplayer only. It's like you're just playing your beta and getting killed again.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, I can't believe they have the bots going on. So now it's no excuse. The Call of Duty has bots in their games. Everybody should have bots.
Yeah.
I was like, oh man, that entices me to get that game now. I actually want to get that game now. Mm-hmm. I mean, always wanted it for zombie mode.
Yeah.
But now they actually got multiplayer with bots. That's cool.
But you want Advanced Warfare, right?
Yeah, the only reason why I think about Black Ops because it seemed like they did that zombie mode. It's cool. It seems pretty cool up there, too.
But,
I don't want to pay that much for the season pass, too. It's just.
Right.
And because people are still playing. Advanced
you
Warfare.
Just a game of the year edition. Because
people are still playing Black Ops 2. And, like, you know, people are still playing the old Call of Duty. Like, there were some people on the Reddit forum I went to. People are saying, what do you think is better, Advanced Warfare or Black Ops 3? There were some people saying, I think Ghost is the best one. I was like, oh my God.
Oh. Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know what? What the game journalists, you know, think that to say, it's not really. I mean, they say that game is horrible, but there was a lot of people saying that game was good in that form and like how they just didn't like it. Maybe they were just making.
That's because those games journalists were talking about the single player mostly, and the multiplayer is what people play that for.
Yeah, so
they're not going to sink that much time into it.
Yeah, because that's what it seems like they were talking about, I said, oh yeah, you know what? I didn't really pay attention to none of that, the multiplayer stuff, the game channel was just saying that about the Call of Duty Ghost game. I didn't really pay attention because all I was kidding about was a single player. And I was like, oh yeah, I forgot there is. I mean, I know this is multiplayer, but I just assumed this sucked too. But I guess, I guess it didn't, because a lot of people were saying like, yeah, I think that was the best one. That was better. And some people just argue about Advanced Warfare, Black Ops 3. There's some people who like Advanced Warfare better in that. And I was like, you know, it doesn't really matter for me. I just want the zombie mode. So at least that's complete and I can just get that one. So if I see that one on sale for like $60 for the whole thing with everything, I'll get it. Well, that's first with the Xbox. On my Nintendo Wii U, I've been playing Hyrule Warriors. I got the Master Sword and I fought Ganondorf, but I don't think it's the full power Ganondorf. I don't think he doesn't have the Triforce of Power yet. And what else I've done? Yeah, that's basically where I'm at on that storyline. Also, I've been playing some Splatoon. I think I'm at level 7. Still not. I got to level 10 so I can play ranked matches. I went back to the paint roller. I seem to be really good with that. And yeah, having fun playing with these Japanese kids, kicking ass with them. That was Japanese symbol names. That's how you can tell they're Japanese. Also, I've been playing some single player in that game too, and it's fun. It's fun. I like the puzzles they have in that game. I can see why there were some people complaining about, I guess, how deep it is. I mean, I didn't beat it yet, so I don't know how short it is really. Yeah. But I can see that game. It could have a great single player mode with those mechanics. Also, and they did do an update. They're coming out with an update. I know. Did I already talk about the vote I had to do this time? I talked about the vote with the hamburgers and pizza.
Yeah.
Did I talk about the vote about the naughty and nice one? Yeah, I talked about that one, didn't I?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I didn't?
I don't think you did. Oh. No, last week you were just talking about the pizza and the hamburgers.
Okay, and this one, you had a vote. Is it good to be naughty or nice, you know, for Christmas holidays? And
did everyone vote naughty? Well,
they haven't done it. The votes are up, I think, until after Christmas. But, or before, I don't forgot when. It's not up yet. But, of course, I voted naughty. Yeah, I voted naughty. of course, when I'm doing it, I'm thinking about sexy stuff. That's the only thing I'm thinking about.
They don't know what they're getting themselves into.
I want the naughty girl. I also played some Smash, and I bought Cloud and his world. I have played on his world.
So what did... When you bought Cloud, what did come with? Was it just Cloud, or did you have to buy?
No, I bought him and a stage. It comes together for a certain price, which I don't remember. I think it was $5, $7.
Okay, I was gonna say like five or seven.
Yeah, or six
somewhere there. Yeah,
five, seven, six, one of them.
Eight, ten, 12.
Something like that.
Right. You spent $50 on this.
$50 just for this thing. Yeah, and I like his character. I also like the stage. I like how you can get, like, the summons will come up, you pick one, and how they affect the world and the enemies around you, I mean, your opponents.
Very cool.
But yeah, that was cool. Also, I've been doing a lot of, spectator mode in that, where you just watch people play around the world, their matches, and you bet on them. So I've been gambling the hell out of that. So that's what I was doing at the same time I was playing Gears board mode. I was busy gambling and watching Smash and gambling my money away.
Now, can you just watch that on the screen, on the Wii U screen?
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because I was playing Gears on the TV. Yeah. So I just had that, just kept betting my money and money on who I think will win.
Is that just like your in-game coins that you were talking about?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. But I like how they show how many matches this person has played, or team, if it's like a 2-on-2 or whatever. Mm-hmm. How many, like how good they are, like what's the percentage they win because how many matches they played against people. And of course, I'm betting on always the favorite. Or if it looks like it's a toss up, I don't bet. Even though it's not even my real money, I should just take a chance, but it's like, no. I say, I bet on this one. It's a toss up. It's a pick 'em. I don't like the pick 'ems. But every match, almost every match, maybe I'll say it was probably one. I was playing that horde mode. I probably did like maybe 25 matches I was betting on. And every, probably like 23 of them, Cloud was in there. Somebody was playing with Cloud.
Shit.
So I'm like, Jesus Christ, does anybody don't have Cloud? It's like, who doesn't have Cloud? And then you can tell the newbies, because they just mm-hmm. be on like 0% when they haven't even played, but they got Cloud. And I was like, oh, they're going to lose. They don't even know how to use them. They don't know how to use them. But yeah, that's cool. But that teaches kids about gambling. Yeah, exactly. That's what you need to do.
I didn't know that was in there. That's really neat.
Yeah, I was mad about Mortal Kombat doesn't have that. That's why I was surprised that Mortal Kombat X doesn't have just a regular spectator mode.
Yeah, you can only spectate like when you're waiting.
Yeah, waiting for someone, which that's cool. But I want to win. I just watch people, and I bet some. Bet my coins.
That's called Twitch, Dominic. Twitch.
I bet my coins. I can bet my Mortal Kombat coins in that though.
Yeah.
And I got a lot of Mortal Kombat coins because I'm too scared to go to that fucking graveyard. Yeah, that's ridiculous that I can't unlock anything because of that damn fucking graveyard. It's ridiculous. I gotta complain to them about that. I said, I don't want to get a heart attack if you're gay. I want to unlock some shit though. And I don't want to pay for it. I have enough coins to buy everything. I'm not good. I just can't do it. See, if I had the PS4, I could have a share and somebody do it for me, but they'll just make me lose it all. Make me lose it all somewhere else. You can bet coins. Can you bet coins on yourself in Mortal Kombat? Is there some kind of gambling thing in that where you could just?
I don't remember. I feel like you can only use them in the crypt.
Okay.
I don't think you can.
Well, then they can't really mess me up then on that with that, because if they're locking some of the crypt, it's all good for me anyway.
Yeah, just ruin your win loss record that you're so worried about.
Oh yeah, I can't really about that. What else have I played? Oh, Bayonetta. I'm close. I'm at the part where she's fighting with her mother. Like she goes to some type of time warp, and she's in the past. I'm assuming that's her mother. That's her mother. I think it is from a previous flashback I saw. And it's crazy that like we're going around doing shit and fighting enemies, and it looks great. I mean, I just love the environment. How like you're fighting in the background environment, just things are happening. It's just fucking crazy, and. Also, I think I'm fighting my father, though. I think he's off, because from the flashback, it looks like...
You're fighting your mother, father?
Because it looks like my mother's died. And then the guy who I'm fighting looks like... She says something about, like, watch our daughter or something. I think our daughter will be there, something like here or something like that. And I'm like, oh, this guy must be my father. But if I can distinguish that, if that's the case, it seems like that's the case... Why does a Bayonetta be like, oh, you're my father, but I'm just fighting him still? Like, I don't know how close I am to the end. I think I am. I did unlock finally a costume because, God, it costs so fucking much. Because first, you have to unlock the section of like, well, it says Super Mario 64. I don't know why they can't say Super Mario or whatever, or whatever they're trying to say. But that's what it says. Mm-hmm. And then I have to unlock that, which costs 100,000 coins. Then I have to unlock that. That's unlocked the costumes, but I have to unlock the costumes specifically for another 100,000 coins. So like, what the fuck is that? That's like, oh God. So there's basically 200,000 coins. Well, whatever. It's stupid. And so then I finally save enough coins to unlock the Princess Peach costume. Mm-hmm. And, oh, now I know what people are talking about, how, wow, this is really whorish. Cause, like, she has a short, this ain't the Princess Peach, Peach's, dress.
Princess Peach, I know.
Dress, like, that goes all the way down where you can't even see her feet. This thing is, it's a short dress. And, yeah. And when she's running, you just see, like, a thong, she has a thong going. Like, oh, God. I feel, this feels really wrong.
Nope. It seems, feels so right.
Yeah.
Just like this DOA Extreme Beach like, volleyball trailer that I'm watching right now. Oh my God, this is ridiculous. Oh, is it a new trailer?
Yeah. Oh, I gotta see that.
It's like 3 minutes long and it's the opening shot is just jiggling boobs.
Well, that's what you, what else you bought it for? Like, for the,
this game knows exactly what it is.
Like people just love volleyball.
This game knows exactly what it is.
Exactly. It's a great volleyball game. It's the best volleyball game out there.
I kind of want to get this now just to... What the fuck is happening? Oh, my God. This girl's one strap on her top came off.
It's a good aphrodisiac.
This girl's wiping sand off her butt and it's jiggling. Yep. I'm sold on this game. Oh, now, wait, no, never mind. Now they got that super underage girl. Now I'm not sold anymore.
All you have to do is just say, she's 18. Whatever. She's not real. You can't go to jail for this.
They're real to me, though. Look at those.
Man, is she real really old? Life I'm like, how old is she supposed to be? 16 or something like that?
I don't know. All of them are supposed to be like 14 and 17. Like, none of the DOA girls are like over 18. Sworn, which
Kasumi
is...
was like 18. I thought she was 18.
I don't know. I think Tina and.
Did I
maybe
make that
Kasumi...
name up? Is there a person named Kasumi?
No, oh, you're okay. Right. There's just. This trailer goes on forever. It's like 4 minutes long. Now she's rock climbing.
Wait, now she's just maybe, jumping maybe up they were like no underage back on the other DOAs, but they've grown up. Now it's been years. It's been years since the last one.
It's like The Simpsons, Dominic. They all stay the same age.
What was I talking about? Bayonetta. So yeah, it's I'm still having a fun time with it. I should beat it by my personal next weekend. Anyway, just Monday and Tuesday.
Your personal
Well, I think that's about it. I played up there. I know they got that game that just came out, which I'm thinking about buying that racing game.
Oh, the Neo Racing Fast Racing. It looks pretty cool.
It does. But I think
just to go back to DOA real quick, I'm sorry, but she was 17, Kasumi, in 1 through 4, and in 5, she's 19.
Okay, see?
So she's finally legal.
Yeah, she's
now.
Legal. She was legal for me, technically. Because,
when
yeah,
you're playing.
Because
yeah.
I was in high school. She's older.
That's
she was
what
older
they were
than
doing
me.
For you, Dom.
All those girls were older than me. Yeah, all those girls. That's the thing. All those girls were older than me in high school. So I was like, oh, look, they're my age. It's like they're older. It's like, yeah.
You weren't a pervert until now.
Yeah. I was thinking of the high school me, which is what probably pedophiles say. I'm thinking of the 9-year-old me.
Yep, that is what pedophiles say. Oh man, dead or alive? I don't know. I want that game now.
I don't know why a 30-year-old man would want to get that game. And you know what? I don't want to know that 30-year-old man. And I think I probably do at my job.
And he's the only one listening to this podcast. So
No, not that guy. No.
He's kidding.
All right. What else I played? On my PC, I've been playing. I play a little bit of Trails in the Sky. I'm still just doing little chunks. That's a very little chunk. I don't even remember what I did, but it wasn't much. I did one side quest. I did one side quest where, actually, no, never mind. I didn't do the side quest because I got to the part of it and then I just stopped and saved and I haven't went back. So I'm almost there. I did half of the side quest. Yeah, it's going to be forever till I beat that game. Also, I played, I think, just Fallout. I think Fallout was the last game I played. Yep. I played Fallout. For I've done a shitload. I'm so invested in the main story, and I don't know where I want, what to want to do as far as choices. So I'd like it. Like, how far are you in the main story?
I still haven't gone after Nick Valentine. What did I do? You're right last behind week? Me. I did some more main, and not main story stuff, but I did some more like solid side quests, like more fulfilling side quests. But I can't remember what they are now.
I'm at the point where my side quests they feel like they really affect my main story at the same time. I can't even tell which one's a sock. I'm like, I'm scared. I can't tell what's main story and what's sock because it seems like it might be consequential if I choose a sock. Yeah, it's at the point where I really need to choose a sock.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think that's why I saved at a point where I'm going to do all three. And I'm like three factions, which is like the militia, the brotherhood, and the railroad. It seems more like the railroad and the brotherhood are going head to head than the militia. But yeah, I finally did get to the Institute. That's all I'm going to say because I don't want to spoil it for you. But
okay. I got the super mutant companion. I went to the tower, the radio tower. Yeah. I don't know if you've done that yet.
Okay, which radio tower? Was the radio tower full of super mutants?
Yeah.
Were they shooting you?
Yes.
And now I fought them. Maybe I killed the companion.
So all the way at the top, you save a guy and a super mutant who are locked up in a cage.
Oh! That place. Okay. Never mind.
Yeah.
I think about another place. Yes, I did that. I did that quest. I did that quest really
that
early.
Exactly the same.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that. I forgot that. Yeah, I forgot about the super mutant. I'm supposed to do his quest. Well, he wants to find
the mother's milk.
Did I have the girl companion at the time?
The human milk of kindness.
I don't think I had her, but she got to have. She wasn't pregnant yet, so I couldn't give her that. So I got to find a pregnant woman for him. To get that mother's milk. So you gotta suck her teat.
Gotta get Cambodian breast milk straight from Brooklyn.
Yes. I was like, but, God, that was horrible what I said. But, yeah.
That's why I was talking over you so people couldn't hear it. La, 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 la.
But, yeah. I totally forgot about that super mutant guy. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, seem like there are a lot of companions.
Oh, yeah, there's
game.
A lot. And that's why I want to get rid of this girl before I can do these other companions. But then I want to know what she would say.
Yeah.
And plus I banged her.
Now.
So that's
so you've established a relationship with her to the point where you've gotten the perk for it, right? Okay. See, I've only really been using the dog, so I haven't gotten any of that stuff yet. Cause I was reading about the one guy, I think, what is his name? MacReady? That you can get from Good Neighbor.
Yeah, I got him too.
Apparently, he gives you a perk that you get like 20% bonus on headshots and vats, but it's broken right now, so it's always 95% hit chance. And it's like, oh, I kind of want
that. Oh, man, that's cool. Oh, yes. Also, I went to this place where it's just full with radiation, like no man can go here. It's like a dead zone. But I found the children of Adam.
I killed them.
They were there.
Murdered all of them.
So you went. How'd you survive with all that radiation?
Okay. So the one that you went to, was it just like this pit of radiation, and then around it they built like little houses and things?
Oh, never mind. I think I know which one you went to.
I was going to say, I think yours might be a different one.
Yeah, because these guys, they weren't hostile.
The guy at work was telling me, I think, about that.
They're not hostile or anything. But okay. I did ask them how they survive. Even though technically I'm supposed to be wearing a suit, but since I got the cheats on, I just walk in. I'm just walking in normal. And hoping I become Spider-Man. Yeah, but
one of the children of Adam guys is going to bite you.
And then, or Scorpion Man, because there's scorpions in there. And they scared the shit out of me, man, because I saw it, then it disappeared on me. Like, oh, I guess. Yep. And yeah, and then it just jumps out in front of me. It's like, oh my god.
Those rad scorpions are fucking ridiculous in this game.
I mean, the mole things, they do the same similar things too, but the rat, they're so big. Cause I'm just, and one time I was walking through the freaking wasteland and I see a rad scorpion and I'm shooting it from a distance. Then I must have been two of them because the other one just jumps out in front of me too. While I'm doing that, he's just like going slow motion, like, and it's like, oh my god,
it's,
oh my god,
it's like a Transformers movie.
Oh man, but yeah, that game is great. Also, I was listening to a podcast, the Signed In podcast, and the guy was talking about how he built a nice setup with all his power armor. He said he got almost like a Tony Stark thing going on there. Got the spotlight set up for it, that so it all shines on his armor, and then he places all his equipment in this crate, or whatever. So he got a nice setup, and so then he said like he was just fucking around, like he saved. So he said like once I this lady got smart with him, so he just shot her. Fucking around. He don't care. Because he always saved. So he said like it's just like a Grand Theft Auto thing, and then he said the whole town just went against them. But that's not the thing, because that's kind of expected, because I kind of knew that. It's like, but the thing is, he said that everyone...
That happened to me in Megaton one
everyone
time.
Went, like, there were some people who went for his power armor.
Yep.
And they were putting it on. He said, oh my god, they could do that?
That's why.
And, then people were going through his crate, picking up taking his weapons.
Shit.
I didn't realize this was all for the community. I thought this was my shit. This is going to be my shit.
I knew the power armor could be taken, so I saw somewhere, like, when I first started playing the game, that if you take the fusion core out of
that's
it,
what
people
that, and that's what
take
he said.
It.
So I should have took the fusion core, but I didn't know that could happen. And I was like, oh, man.
That's amazing.
But this is so funny. He said people were taking his weapons out of his crate and using it against him, too. And then it's like, he's like, it's so weird, like, I just shot this lady because she said something to me, but how just the whole town is going against me? He's like, yeah, we must kill our savior or something like that. He got killed.
Yeah, right?
Like, you turn me so fast. First, he got at least
can
ask
I have
questions.
A trial first,
like,
please?
Why'd you shoot her? And then I tell him, like, because she called me a name. But.
Yeah, I saw a picture on Imgur of a guy that built, like, a garage, and he just has the yellow support things for the power armor. Just around each wall, and it's just full of all of his power armors, and it looked really neat.
But yeah, some
mine are just standing around.
I have
sanctuary.
So many settlements that I forget about. Like, I totally forgot about this one settlement I did. That's like, because one time I got attacked, I said, oh, let me go up here. I said, oh shit, I forgot I built all this shit. I said, oh darn. And then, like, it was like 16 people with only 10 beds, like eight, actually less than 10. I said, oh yeah, I was supposed to put beds in this house. I said, but I stopped to do something. I was like, oh, but I had to save them from some Sith. They were attacking. I said Sith. I was thinking Star Wars on my mind.
The Sith Lord.
Star Wars on my brain.
The Sith Lords are coming. They've got Institute lightsabers.
But I had to save them from them. Like, they were all shooting off the place. But I had a lot of turns going around. So they were doing turns. Some of the turns were doing the job. But but I was like, oh, darn. But I just, one time I looked at my layout of my settlements, because I do have it where people do trade with each other. Like, you could create trade routes between settlements too.
Okay, yeah, you got the local leader perk.
So, and I was just looking at the grid of that. I was like, oh my god, I didn't realize how many settlements I got. I only go to like three of them, like every now and then. And I'm like, god damn. I said, wow, I can't keep up with this. So that's crazy. But
I just drop all my stuff off at Sanctuary, and that's the only place I've done any work at all.
Yeah.
I did a little bit at the castle just cause I did the old guns one too, where you have to go to their vault and
set up
the wall.
I haven't been there in a while though, but I've done a shitload. Mm. Like, I set up a whole lot of things. Like, I got that to full capacity where I couldn't put no more shit.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so I'm having a great time with that game. But anything else you did in that game?
No, Still having a good time with it, though. You know, I did those couple more major side quests, but still got to put some time into finding Nick Valentine so I can actually get going down that path. But I'm kind of delaying it as much as possible. Partly because I'm just trying to play this game as long as possible, and partly because usually I'm playing it while I'm editing the podcast, so I don't want to get into anything too wordy, so I can pay attention to the podcast. But yeah, I think it's time for me to start following down. I did start doing the, I think I started, Piper's quest, whatever she's got going on. So I think I've got her available as a companion finally, because I hadn't gone to her. I was just kind of trying to clear off my quest log. But, you know, stupid fucking Peyton, every time you get back to him, he doesn't even ask.
Yeah,
he doesn't even ask if you want another quest. He just says,
I was doing it
too.
I just stopped. I said, forget it. I'm not going to clear my. It's not going to be able to. I don't think I'll be able to.
Yeah.
And I'll just.
Yeah. That's at least the Brotherhood of Steel guys in the police station. They ask you if you want to do another one.
You son of a bitch. No. That's what I said. Yeah.
And then he goes, oh, I knew you weren't ready.
Yeah.
You're a dick.
Yeah, some like, shit. Yeah, then I shoot him.
I want to murder his face. And then I quick load. Nah, that's really all I've done in that game. I'm still loving it, though. Other than that, I played a little bit of the PlayStation Plus Vita game for the month, Rocket Birds Hard Boiled Chicken.
Does anything do with Flappy Birds? Anything to do with
it's a side-scrolling kind of shooter game,
like
platform shooter game.
Not like Angry Birds.
Yeah, no. Not like Angry Birds, not like Turkey Birds. I don't. it's like a little side-scroller. You have a gun. You're a bird. You're a chicken that's infiltrating like a base of, I think they're like albatrosses or something. And it's good so far. It looks really nice. The controls, the only problem I'm having with the controls is if you push down on the D-pad, you crouch. And then once you're crouching, you do a roll instead of kind of creeping along. So you're moving a lot faster, which can be good sometimes. And it helps you avoid enemies sometimes. But I wish I had more control over it, because you know, on this D-pad, even if you're just pressing over, or not on the D-pad, sorry, on the stick on the Vita, even if you're pressing over, sometimes it kind of registers as you pressing down. So I'll just randomly start rolling. I wish you could just assign it to a button, which it is assigned, I think, circle. But, like, I wish you could unassign it from the D-pad or the stick. So far, it's fun. I like the gunplay. You shoot the birds, and then they just like stay up in the air while you're shooting them, kind of like Devil May Cry or Bayonetta style. I like that stuff. Not too deep into it so far, maybe like 3 levels, but I'm having a good time with it. And, you know, for a free Vita game, it's been good. But other than Fallout 4, that's really all I played. I didn't even put any time into WWE this week at all.
Oh, I forgot you had that game. That sucks. Sorry, I guess we'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll get into the gaming news.
Shovel Knight, holy knight, digs a hole with all his might, wields no saber, just a spade, digs up gems with his shovel blade. For meals, armor, and other great deals.
And we're back. Let's get into the gaming news.
All right, so Nintendo had their Super Smash Brothers Nintendo Direct for December.
Actually, I watched it live.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
No, that's a lie.
And as you alluded to earlier, you played as Cloud.
I think I watched it at like 8 o'clock p.m.
I pretended like it was
yeah,
live.
Because I was like, oh, yeah, the Nintendo thing. Because I was talking to my friend. Let me see what they said up there.
Yeah, so as you alluded to, Cloud is now out as a character in Smash Brothers. But in addition to that, they also announced that Bayonetta is coming.
Yeah,
to
she
Super
is.
Smash
it's one of
Brothers.
Questions. I'm playing that game too, and now she's out. And that's got to be weird.
Does she look like a character that you're gonna purchase
definitely.
As well?
She has a lot of moves. And thing is, like in the game, in the Bayonetta 2 game, well, 1-2, when you time your like you have the right trigger or left trigger, I forget what it is. Like to block. Well, you're not really blocking. Like you to dodge. I mean, you slow down time.
Mm-hmm. Like the
parry you slow down
system.
Time, and that's what they.
Witch
that's time,
the witch
yeah, and they
time
have that
stuff,
in
right?
the Smash yeah. where if you time it right, you'll slow
cool.
down time.
Do they have the her like losing
yes, but it looks
all of
like
her clothing?
She still has a lot of hair still covering up the parts. So I was like, oh yeah, they. I'm about to because I was thinking that. I said, what are they going to do with this? So okay, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Have you seen that picture that's floating around that was like an advertisement for her coming to Smash Brothers? And it's like, you know, her ass like out like it always is. And there's just like this little, I don't know if he's like an amiibo or a Wii guy or an Animal Crossing guy. And it just looks like he's staring at her ass the way he's like, the way he's positioned in the picture. It's hilarious.
I gotta see that.
And then there's another character coming from the new Fire Emblem game, Corinne.
Yeah. Which that's what that they showed that with Bayonetta was the last thing they showed. That was the how they ended the show, which was cause when they said this character, I was like, oh, I don't give a fuck. Cause I did not care about Fire Emblem. And I mean, I say this back. I just that then cause they keep Aaron cares for Fire Emblem. I'm like, oh man, I have no interest. It's like, they got so many characters from Fire Emblem.
Yeah,
this game.
It's just like those characters don't have as much character as, like, a Bayonetta, obviously. Like, obviously Bayonetta, but.
Exactly. I mean, but somebody might argue, like, hey, you gotta play the games, you know. I'm saying, you know, maybe that's true, but do I need, like, six characters in that game from that one game? Where I don't even have Waluigi yet?
Yeah, that's.
And I probably never will get him now.
That's weird.
What the fuck is going on with
Nobody
that?
Nobody likes Waluigi.
What's about Waluigi? He's like the best tennis player there is.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I know him from.
That's because that's the only thing he's in. That and Mario Party.
Yeah. But, where's my Mickey Mouse? I voted for. But
If they do get Mickey Mouse, does that mean they can also get like Luke Skywalker, and then they can get Marvel characters? Disney Infinity Marvel characters. Put those in there. I'm sold.
Oh, get a Skylanders character since I partnered with them. Get Spyro in there. This man.
Get what's that Dino? Damn it, he has a cool name too. Can't think of his name though.
What's he on?
He's in Skylanders. He's like a metal dinosaur.
Oh, okay. I don't know any Skylanders new people names. Dinolander.
Where is it? Yeah. I don't know. I'll come up with it in a minute.
But I just think it's like some. But the way it sounds like this is what the last of it stuff.
It's the last of it. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
That means the next game's coming.
Yeah, it's coming.
His name's Drobot. That's a pretty good name.
The thing is, with this game, I mean, the NX, I mean, we don't know what it is. So, I mean, if it is backwards compatible, it's like they could just update this. Because
what more can you do to it to try and sell me it again?
Other things you could. Well, they could. I do like this. Like I said, I want that single player mode, like it was in Brawl, but.
I mean, even then, to an extent, you could just update it.
Yeah. That could be a big expansion, like the Toadstool thing in the Mario world. 3D world.
Treasure Toad.
Exactly. Because you could just add characters to this game. This game is fun. I mean, this game, it's the online infrastructure for this game is good. And that's saying a lot. For Nintendo games, like it's great. I mean, I have no problems going online with people or anything, and exactly. Like, just add characters to this. Like, how much better can this game really? It can't really look that much better, with this art style anyway.
It's like the DOA problem that I always bring up is like, to a certain point, like, you can only make that game look as, you know, so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't have a Wii U, so hopefully NX comes out and this get their game so much better and I can actually buy it because it's cheap.
Yeah. Let's talk about this Final Fantasy remake. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I knew about this news.
So the Kingdom Hearts team is going to be helping out on the Final Fantasy VII remake. So that means...
I heard other teams are working on this,
too. Yeah, there's a ton of teams, it sounds like, working on that.
And some people... I heard a lot of arguments on podcasts about this.
About... The only ones I agree with
is the one where they said, how do you trust this full game will ever come out? Because Tetsuya Nomura, yeah. I didn't even realize this. He has not come out with a game at last all. Last generation. And I was like, you know what? That is so true.
I heard that and I was like, oh, wow. Like, I didn't think about that. And it's like, yeah, I guess Kingdom Hearts, they... re-released on PS3, but other than that, yeah, they didn't come out with anything.
Because I guess I'm saying, oh, well, so he didn't work on those DS game. I guess he didn't work on a DS game. So, I'm like, that's something. It's like, I don't trust this guy. I'm just, they're all working on this episodic type of game, and some people and I heard the arguments, people saying how much detail you see in that, what they show in that trailer. You say, like, yes, you can see that this game will be hard to do, and I'm like, oh my god, please. I mean, yes, but I don't know. I think it can be done, but now with them, maybe not, because they haven't come in the game. They have not finished Final Fantasy 15. Yeah, what you with the update? They didn't. The update, I'm talking about like a big update for that demo, the Final Fantasy 15 demo. They haven't come out that update yet. But it's coming, you know, we mentioned last week. But yeah, so they're just updating that game. That game's not even out yet. They're updating a freaking demo. Kingdom Hearts, they still technically are working on.
I think I saw rumors that 15 was going to be coming in like spring 2016, though.
Then that's crazy. It's coming spring, so I guess the demo, I say February?
Yeah, the demo's somewhere around there, yeah.
Well, it's not that far off.
No.
So what's the point? I don't know. What's the point then? What's the point of even going to that demo? But yeah, if it even comes out in spring, if it comes out spring. But, I don't think it is. I think it's coming out Christmas 20, if that. Yeah, but this Final Fantasy, I don't know if I like, cause the way, and then they describe how each one would be different. Like it'd be a new gameplay experience. Now, which that can mean anything. Yeah. That's very broad. Because thing is like some guys say, I don't think they know what's going
on. Yeah. Exactly.
They don't know what's going on. Yeah. Like how much detail, like somebody did mention that they are going to have the cross dressing scene with the Cloud. Yeah. Which everybody wants.
Yeah.
Darn, I was not
in high definition.
I never thought that was, I don't know, I wasn't, I thought that was crazy, but I don't care. I mean, that's cool. I mean, I want everything technically, but it's not like, man, I need that cross-dressing scene.
I just need that basketball mini game. So when the ball gets a spike in his hair, you release the button. That's how you do that.
Oh, yeah, at the Golden Corral. I mean, the gold saucer instead of the Golden Corral.
And then you go up and you get your food.
Yeah. I want that haunted house to be a lot better, too, than it was
but
in that game.
But then you're never going
to
play that game. You're going to be too scared. I want to get Vincent from my party, but I can't go in here. I'm scared.
Yeah, exactly. Darn, man. Like, this... I'm just so curious about what they're going to do with this. Like, I'm so interested in how they're going to do this and how much it's going to cost each one. Yeah, it's going to be really interesting. It's going to be interesting to see. And is this exclusive Is this exclusive or this is going to be on everything?
I think it might be PlayStation first is how they keep saying it, but I don't think it's going to be exclusive.
We'll see. Damn Japanese. They all stay with their own. That's joking. But they do.
They do. Absolutely. With good reason.
I remember Pearl Harbor. That's all I'm going to say.
Yes, and they remember Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Dominic. Great job.
They had a chance. Well, they could have prevented one of them.
This is
they could prevent both of them.
This is not the podcast for this discussion. Moving on. So Bungie is adding more microtransactions to Destiny. This time you can buy a pack that allows you to level up to level 25 and max out one subclass tree. Is it now time to get back into Destiny, Dominic?
I don't even know what words you said. I heard something about Destiny and I just tuned out. I don't know what the hell you said. No, I do not care. If those speeder bikes wasn't going to get me into it, I'm not.
Yeah, I've heard mixed things about those too.
I just waiting for Destiny 2. I wait for that and then I'll wait even longer. Like in between if there's a sale, if it's any good.
Yeah.
Even if people say how it is really, really good. Mm-hmm. I'm still not going to buy it first because of what I did with Destiny 1. And I will wait.
Wait till the first expansion for that?
Yeah, I'll probably do that. I'll probably wait
Destiny for the first 2, expansion. The Given King.
So that 10-year cycle, Queen. You'll see if that works out with this game. Yeah, 10-year with the Destiny name, probably. Not that game. God. And they... The Taken King, that didn't come out for the... Did that come out for the last-gen consoles?
No. That's a good question. I don't know. I don't think so. I think they stopped updating those at a certain point.
You know what? And that's disappointing then. Well, technically, I had the last-gen console one.
No. They did come out on the last consoles.
Okay. Yep. So, yeah. So, that's good. That's good.
Did I mention the price of this thing? It's $30.
What? Oh, this is not like a free update?
It's $30. Oh, so to put this into perspective, with the Taken King, you get one of these boosts, and that was $40. And I mean, obviously we've talked about this game to great lengths at certain points.
About how much we love it.
But I just don't understand, like, if I'm playing this game and enjoying it, even if I'm playing this game and enjoying it, I don't know why I would buy one of these packs. Like, I don't think there's a big enough difference between the three classes that I'm like, okay, I reached the end of the game with a hunter, now I want to do a wizard or mage or whatever the other one was, whatever I was.
Yeah.
Like, I don't...
The Master Chief.
That's the Titan. Yeah, I don't see... There didn't seem like there was big enough gameplay differences that I would be like, I have to experience all this content again, but I don't want to grind, so I'm just going to pay $30 fucking dollars.
If you love the game, man, you want to grind through it. I mean, you want to go through it again.
Maybe, I guess.
Because isn't it fun? This game's supposed to be fun.
That's what
fun.
I told myself.
So why would I pay $30 to rush through it? It's fun.
Yeah, like, yeah, it's
I guess.
Crazy
I guess
to me.
I think, what was it? The giant bomb saying you want to catch up with your friends?
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Which, yeah, I mean, sure. If it's like, kind of like World of Warcraft or something like that, where you just get online and you play, mainly just because you're talking to your buddy on like Xbox Live or something. And you're not really paying attention to what you're doing in Destiny. You're just giving yourself something to do while you're talking to your friend. That's fine.
Yeah.
But $30 for this pack. Like, I can justify this pack. That's fine. Some people don't have enough time and they just want to play the later game content. Sure, that's fine. But $30 for this is insane. There's no way that this is worth $30. that 10 is the most that you should be able to charge someone for this.
It's crazy.
It just seems it's misstep after misstep with Destiny.
I cannot wait to Destiny 2. Because they will all fix it. It will be all right and everything will be right in the world.
Speaking of everything being all right in the world, Kojima is free from Konami.
Yes, he is.
And he's formed an independent
I'm supposed to say Konami, right? Even though I don't know exactly what happened.
Yes, you're supposed to say Konami.
Yep. We all
get your pitchfork.
Because we all love Kojima. Even though I don't know. I don't think he likes Americans. But I was joking.
If that is okay, if that is true that he doesn't like Americans,
that's not true because
he loves American culture.
Yeah, is that let's say he likes Americans and he likes Don Del Toro. Then
yeah,
even though he's not,
he's not American.
he's
American. Not American. He's just not North American.
He's still American.
He's not North American. He's not U.S. American. It's not the United States of America.
Kojima, I mean, this is good. This is good news. This is good news, especially for the fans, and especially for PS4 fans, because you will begin a exclusive game by him. He did a deal with Sony.
Yes, he did.
Where he's coming out with a game, and we don't know what it is going to be. Of course, we don't know how long it's going to be to take it, but I can guess about 10 years. So PS5. Oh, no, PS4. My fault. 10 years. I think
exactly.
10 years.
10 years cycle down there. Come on.
Yeah. but yeah. I mean, this is good that, and it's funny how it just right after the contract's over with. Everything's done. Bam. Announcement with Sony.
Yeah. They had that video waiting in the wings. They recorded that 3 months ago, which is crazy to me because it was only a week and a half ago that he couldn't go to an award show.
Yeah.
It's like, man.
Yeah. I'll know the story about what happened. Yep. What happened with him and
Kojima?
I say him and Kojima. I mean, him and Konami. I always put Konami and Kojima together because they're both K's. Yep. I just figured that's what it was.
Yeah, you can't have that anymore, Dominic.
I thought he was president.
the biggest, influence there in a while.
Exactly. He was influencing all their games, even the Castlevania game. And then it was going to be Silent
Kojima
Hill game.
Presents. Castlevania. Yeah. So the game's gonna come to PC after a little while too. It seems like.
Oh, that's
just
good.
No Xbox One.
And that's what they're doing. That's just sticking it to the Xbox One.
Got a pretty snazzy logo. But yeah, Kojima Production. It seems weird that he got the Kojima Productions name because I feel like that would be a Konami trademark.
Yeah, just Fox.
But I guess that's why. I wonder if that's why they took Kojima Productions off of Metal Gear Solid 5.
He won't be able to use the Fox engine.
Yeah. So, Kojima, he's out in the world.
Oh, yeah.
He's not on Kickstarter
that's
yet.
Probably why.
I said he's not on Kickstarter yet.
You know what? If I see that happen, I was like,
You'll give him money. Give him all your money.
Well, I don't got a PS4. I say I will give you money if you come on Xbox One. Even though I'll end up buying a PC version anyway.
Part of me still likes the idea of him working with Microsoft more, but...
Why is that?
I don't know. I feel like there's something about Microsoft that just kind of feels different to me sometimes, like the way they run things over there. I feel like he might have more freedom to be him.
I thought Sony would give him freedom.
Well, I mean, honestly, like with Kojima, anybody who's bringing him on knows what they're getting into.
Yeah.
So he's going to have freedom he needs.
I mean, his long partnership with them, you know, with the Metal Gear Solid, with all the Metal Gears, basically. Well, every game he's made.
Zone of the Enders.
Yeah. I like Zone of the Enders. I played the first one. I only played the demo of the second one. Mm. I never played the full. I haven't beaten the full game. I probably well, there's no point in me even learning about the series because it's not going to happen again. So what the hell? What's the point?
Yeah.
But yeah, Zone of Enders, I actually enjoyed it when I played it, even though I only got it because of the Metal Gear demo.
Exactly. I got it. I bought the Metal Gear 2 demo and I got this bonus Zone of the Enders game.
Yeah. Pay the shit out of that demo. but the game was fun. I had fun.
Giant space robots.
Yeah, this is good. I mean, this is great. Listen, it gives the fanboys, you know, people who's really into something happy, you know. So I'm like, hey, he's doing something. I mean, look at this. You got the Shinmu. You got this. You got the Final Fantasy VII remake, if you're really still into it. which I think, I mean, still a lot of people are. I mean, people are really curious about it. Yeah. You got
Psychonauts 2.
You got Psychonauts. I was talking with the Japanese people. I was stuck in Japan.
That's why I was holding that in, but I thought you were going for nostalgia, so I just want to throw that in there.
Yeah, and then with The Last Guardian.
What a day to be alive, Dominic.
Yeah. Even though technically none of these games have come out yet.
What a time to be alive.
they could just not come out.
Shut your mouth. Anticipation. It's building.
When's Shenmue supposed to come out?
2020.
Have they really started with that game, or are they still waiting for some more money?
Who knows?
Jesus.
That's gonna be like two streets and a little area where you can drive a forklift and pick up boxes. Yeah. That's what that whole game's gonna be.
All right. I saw the trailer. I forgot to mention but what I've been watching. For Star Citizen, you just saw it. Mm-hmm. You just watched it.
I saw
Endgame Engine. And it's called like People the Planet, where they start from the people of a Star Citizen, I guess, and on a, like some type of base on a planet. And then like the camera pans out from his people and it keeps panning out to the world. You see the base, it keeps panning up to the sky. You see the whole planet, like you see the planet up to the sky, up to the atmosphere, then out into space. They said that was all in-game engine, procedurally generated planet.
Procedurally generated? Holy shit.
And, yeah, they're saying this game is the ultimate No Man's Sky. That's what it said in the trailer. No Man's Sky.
They did not. I don't know. The frame rate on this looks a little choppy. Plus, it's a work-in-progress prototype.
It is. Another game I don't know if it's ever going to come out. But
it's like I told you when we were on break, Dominic. This is the game that they're holding on to until we get VR helmets, and then we can just live in these space worlds.
Yeah,
we don't ever need to actually make it to Mars. We can go to Mars and Star Citizen.
Yeah, like the whole idea of Star Citizen, I do love that. I mean, it's a dream. It's such a dream. If this dream could come a reality, that would be so great. That'd be so great.
Absolutely. But instead, they're making 10... How much are they making now? Like $100 million, I think they're up to now?
They're a lot of money.
They're just milking us for all our money, and then they're going to be like, oh, no, that didn't work out. Sorry.
We're working for ISIS.
Oh, wow.
We were supporting ISIS the whole time.
Oh, wow.
So this is how ISIS has been getting money. That's all about ISIS.
That's terrible. Well, I'm glad I haven't given any money to Star Citizen then. 64-bit positioning. Yeah, I mean, this is really impressive. Like, this is what Battlefront was supposed to be. I was supposed to be able to go from being on foot to flying in space.
Yeah, and then going to the planet.
Going to Tatooine or something. And then go to Naboo.
Made for PS5 and Xbox, whatever the hell they call it.
Ocho. They should call it Xbox the Ocho.
Yeah, Xbox the Ocho. Somebody even mentioned about Dodgeball. I was like, man. I love that movie so much. Yeah, that came out. You dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
It's a pretty solid movie.
Oh, yeah. In other news, some more Plants vs. Zombies, Garden Warfare news.
I was hoping you'd bring this up.
Like the open world map that they have in the game, which is basically almost like the HUD, where you can go to, like, where you want to, what you want to do. You want to, like, go to multiplayer, go to your single player game, or go to that, Garden Ops, yeah, or the zombie version of that.
But there's also just, like, a constant battle going on, too, which is neat.
Yeah, which is crazy. I think that's, I believe that's just, yeah, single player, like, you control different, like, points or something like that. It seems like this game has a lot of shit in there.
Yeah. And, it seems like they took, cause I remember when it was just like, oh, this is like a funny Call of Duty joke. But I think that game really prospered and they
took that joke and made it into a full-fledged franchise.
They're like, they're actually, what is the word I'm looking for? Like they're backing it up at this point. They're like, oh, people really like Garden Warfare 1, so we're gonna do something good with it. We're going to give them everything they wanted.
And then, like, when you get your, like, new characters, your plant, like, plants, like how in the first one, you had a sticker book, which is, they got back in this game too. But also, you can see your characters like a bobblehead form somewhat. Like,
oh, nice.
Like, you see, like, little toys of them, like, going on, like, some type of, counter or whatever you have. Uh-huh. And it looks, oh, man. I mean, it's just so much content in this one game. And I really want this game. Like, I really want this game. I actually played, like, one match of the first one just to play it again. But, see, I played it on the day when that L.A. Well, somebody called in the bomb threat for the schools and all the L.A. kids were out.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I got my ass kicked, because there was all those kids were out. It's just... Because I was like, why these people aren't in school? I didn't realize there was a ball threat in LA.
Oh, goodness.
By the time I should do this, oh, that's why. I probably was playing against a bunch of LA kids. Because I was wondering why there's so many people online. And like, why was it like, why would we get killed? Why would we get killed this time of day on a Monday?
I love the logic behind this.
This is like the best time I used to get like mad kills.
Wow.
It's like, I don't know. That probably was just a coincidence. I wouldn't be surprised. But
I want to see the data behind this.
Ah, crap. Darn, a lot of tweets coming in. I'm tired of these freaking bots just follow you. I don't know if that was our podcast or just me.
It was a podcast. That's why my thing beeped too.
Oh. Also, what other news they got? I think Banner Saga got a full release date now. The first Banner Saga for the consoles will be January 12th.
Oh, nice. That's very soon.
Vita version is on hold, though.
Oh, it's still... Okay, I did see that part of it. I didn't see that the console versions had an update. I think the Vita version's on hold because the studio that was working on it or helping port it is like bankrupt now or something crazy.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, I think that's what I had read.
Darn. The Vita's always getting the shaft, isn't it? It's always getting the shaft.
Exactly. And Vita, as I pull it out of my pocket.
Oh, well, the news out there. Oh, yeah. Well, about the, I want more detail on the Halo 5, the new maps. All right. So they came with a new update, the free update, mm-hmm. which is, Forge. They got Forge. You got new Warzone map, arena maps, and, big team battle maps. And it was called, when it comes up on the screen, when you, see the update, it's called the Cartographer's Gift.
Ooh.
And, so I don't even know all the maps to tell you the truth. I'm trying to look it up right now because I just went on one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Warzone map is called Battle of Noctis, which I haven't been able to play on yet because they kept going to the old maps when I was playing. Overgrowth, that's the one I play. Yeah, which I described it very well then. Because
it was grown over.
Yeah. And the big team, I haven't played the big team battle since the updates, but I heard this Entombed and Antifreeze on big team. But they really changed some shit up. Like in arena mode, they got something special going on for the holidays. Let me go look at it now since I'm already here.
Snowball fights.
they have like a holiday special going on. And like I told you that they started a new season, so I have to re-rank everything. Like they holiday doubles, they got holiday doubles going on, like two versus two.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never play that. Big team battle. Actually, I don't know. I might play some holiday doubles. Big team battle is not ranked anymore. That used to be you had to play 10 of them and get ranked.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it's too big a team, I guess, to rank. So they just make it similar to like Warzone. Versus it's not a ranked game. You just get in.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seemed like they changed that up. And holiday social, which is a, it's like you kick back, you play in these matches,
just but drink
it's
not, eggnog.
They're not ranked matches. So,
oh, okay.
So that's how they do it. So that's cool. Yeah, so Forge is under multiplayer, like you'll see that where this is Arena Warzone, Custom Games Forge. Also, they look like they add some new wrecks, like a new, well, new type of way to buy wrecks. Because the store, I was saying like, oh, where are these things? I thought they were free things, but I said, oh, I got to pay for it. Like instead, like the old way was bronze pack, which is, bronze pack you can't buy. That's just something you always have to unlock. Now you got the silver pack, which is $1.99. And then you have the gold pack, which is $2.99. Or you can get the Halo 5 Guardians Warzone Wreck Bundle, which is $24.99. Which, it comes with, Warzone Arena Multiplayer with Wreck Bundle. Includes 14 premium requisition packs. That's all the old stuff. That's all the old stuff. Then they added some more. They added, 3x gold pack, which is $8.99.
Mm-hmm.
Then they added a 5x gold pack, $14.99. Then they added a 7x gold pack plus 2 free for $20, $19.99. Then a 10x gold pack plus 3 for $29.99. 15x gold pack, $44.99. And the big one, the $100 one.
Nope.
The $99.99. 34x gold pack plus 13 free.
Good lord.
So they.
Christmas has come early.
Yeah, yeah. So, God, I mean, I was one of the people who bought this $100 one. I mean, you get a lot of shit, but it's just. Cause I can't, you know, every time I get a big weapon, I'm getting killed and then I can't use it. I didn't even use it. It's like, I just don't give a fuck. Sometimes I try to be real sneaky so I won't get killed. It's like, I can at least get one kill with this. Always end up getting killed. So I just going crazy. I said, I don't care. I'm going to unlock this thing. It's going crazy. Hopefully I get a kill. But yeah, they really went big on that to selling these wrecks, man. Cause that's how they make the money.
Yep. Gotta do it. Because
we're not buying maps no more.
Which I can't argue with that way of doing it. That would be like if Destiny, you had to pay for these stupid fucking level up things, but you didn't have to pay for any of the expansions. That'd be all right.
Oh, hell yeah.
But instead, they went and do both. They went double dip.
I mean, like I said, I can understand paying for kind of Destiny expansions. Just for not the price they sell it for.
Well, I think, we're going to get back into this again, but I think the reason it's just Destiny left such a bad taste in our mouth. Like paying for anything in Destiny at this point is kind of like, fuck you guys, because we spent so much up front and did not get very much from it.
Yeah.
So now anything they ask, anytime they ask us for money, it's like
$60. So
yeah,
I have to get your other thing, which is like $40. Come on, man. I don't want to pay you $100 for this game. And still, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can't do that.
So we're just jaded at this point.
Yeah, we are on Destiny. But I guess now I think that's about it. As far as news.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they did come out some more backwards compatibility games. Like I said, they got Halo Reach available now.
You got Doritos Crash Course.
Yeah.
The Hot That's James. All that.
Fable 3.
I enjoyed Fable 3, but I don't think that's a game that I'd ever really get go back to play.
I mean, I got a few. I mean, that's just name the big ones.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess this is the end of the year. We can talk about some of the games we've been playing this year and what's like our favorites of the year. Like just like last year, what we did. It doesn't have to have just come out this year, but it's the first time you ever played it.
Yeah.
And it was this year. So what games you played? So what games you
All right, so fond memories of? I kind of went through our old podcast and made a whole list here of stuff. Yeah. I'm just going to run them down real quick, I guess. The stuff that actually did come out this year that I really enjoyed, Grand Theft Auto V finally coming out for the PC. I was able to beat that. I really enjoyed that. That was awesome. That's a great game. I really should go back and maybe try some of that online heist stuff, because the idea of that is really interesting to me. But I just, once I beat that single player, I kind of was done with it. Fallout 4, obviously, I'm still playing that. That's been awesome so far. Life is Strange, you know, we did a whole podcast about that. That's how much we enjoyed that game. Her Story, I don't know that I talked a whole lot about that game. I mean, I did spend a good time on it, one episode, but it's not that long of an experience. But for what it is, that was an incredible method of delivering a story. I thought that was really good. Shovel Knight, The Plague of Shadows, you know, them releasing free updates with stuff that was essentially a whole
new game. And that was a cool way of doing it.
Yeah. Because even though it was the exact same levels you had already played, everything, and it might just be because there was so much time in between me playing the original and this one, everything just felt new because of the different mechanics that the Plague Knight had.
That's a good way to release it to me. I don't think releasing that too soon, like if they release it like just like a month later, I mean, that'd be cool, but because
it wouldn't have the same impact.
Impact, exactly, of like you going back because probably most people, they probably played it and probably played it a couple of times, and then, you know, it's been months and or a year.
Exactly.
And now, with that coming out now, like, it's like, oh, get back, I can play this game again, you know?
And they're supposed to have another one coming out with another one of the knights. I can't remember which one it was off the top of my head, though. I want to say, like, King Knight. I think it's him.
Okay.
Also, Mortal Kombat X.
Yep.
You know, another Mortal Kombat, but it was fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. I mean, I liked the story mode of the first one better, but overall. I mean, that's me personally. I mean, did you like the first one story mode better, or you like this one?
I'm enjoying the story mode in this one. I like the first one better, though, because I think that boils down to not even just the story of it, but playing as some of the characters in Mortal Kombat X. Like, what is his name? Khan.
Khan. Yeah, guy. I don't like him.
He's just so slow. I was having a hard time during that part of the story. I still haven't actually finished the story mode in this game, which I should probably just do that. Just sit down one day and grind through that. But I thought it was really good still. And I like all the online team kind of stuff that they built around this game too. All the challenge towers and things like that. The whole package of Mortal Kombat 10 was really well done. Like you said, when you were talking about Smash Brothers, it would be nice if there was like a spectator kind of thing where you could bet coins. That would be really neat. But overall, this game's really awesome. I haven't put as much time into this game as I wish I could, but that kind of goes with all the games that I played this year. You know, especially things like this where there's no definitive like end to them. And also Rocket League is the same way. I've had an awesome time playing it the amount of time that I have, but I still haven't sunk as much time into it as I really wish I could have this year. And then Grow Home is another one that kind of came out of nowhere and was a really fun little experience that I had just...
Yeah, and I actually played that game first, but I played very little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just climbing up that little beanstalk. It was a good old time.
Yeah, but yeah, that's the only thing I did.
Yeah.
And then I stopped, and I thought I was going to go back to it, but I never did. Went back to it.
It's one of those things that just kind of gets lost in the shuffle.
Yeah.
Because it was such a small experience. Those are all the games that I kind of beat for the most part. Some games that I need to go back to that I was really enjoying, but just stopped playing for one reason or another, and I kind of found it hard to get back into. Axiom Verge is the first one.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Metroid, and once you kind of walk away from that game and it's been too long, you completely forget where you are. And it, in a similar way, Ori and the Blind Forest is exactly the same.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where, like, if I go back to that right now, I'm not going to know where to go, I'd probably be better off starting over.
But that's a good game.
Yeah, exactly. It's so good that I'm angry at myself for not having put the time into it that it deserves. And then some games that I kind of maybe not just played for the first time this year, but finished off this year, and a mix of stuff that I just played this year. Peggle 2, getting that on EA Access and playing that. I never really played a Peggle game before that, but that was an awesome experience. Just, you know, the fanfare at the end when you beat the level.
You know, like, if that was a view of the game, I don't think that's a game you have to beat to review or something like that.
Oh, no, absolutely. No, you kind of, well, the thing about Peggle 2 is, like, those characters are so different. That's the only reason I would say you need to beat it to review it. Because following, the story path, opening up the different characters.
To say a game is, like, to describe a game as being good or bad. Now, you might say, you might not get to all the story characters, but I think you can justifiably say if this game is good or bad from the amount of content you play in that game without being it.
We should start a review site, Dominic, and we should say if a game is good or bad. Just yes or no. Although I think that's kind of what I think Kotaku does that, where it's like, should I play this game? Yes or no. And then Super Mario 3D Land. I think I maybe started a little bit. Yeah, but
you didn't beat
that.
I thought you beat that game.
I did. Yeah. Oh. Well, this is what I'm saying. Like, these are games that I beat this year.
Okay.
That, Octodad, and Rogue Legacy. I finally, with Rogue Legacy, the Vita port coming out, I put a good amount of time into that and finally broke through and beat that game. So what are your games on your list?
Okay. I got a ton of games here. A ton of games. And I just think, thanks for going through yours first so I can remember that I do have a DS.
Exactly. I was kind of going through the podcast, and I was happy once I got to the point where I had started listing out the actual games that we played instead of just saying, like, this is the timestamp for the games that we played. Because I was like, I don't even remember what I played at the beginning of this year. Like, I would have completely forgot about Grand Theft Auto, probably.
What?
Because I felt like that was last year.
Besides 3D Land, what the hell do I have?
Did you play the Zelda on that?
No.
No.
I got another game on this damn thing, because 3D Land wasn't the first game I got.
Ace Attorney.
Oh, yeah, Ace Attorney, that's right. I played it. Yes, Ace Attorney. Oh, shit. Yes, you just remember. Yeah. And I played that Miles Edgeworth.
Yep.
Shit, I played too many games this year. All right.
Well, you play like 6 games a week, Dominic.
Yeah, I know. All right. Here's the games I played, and the majority of these games I did finish. Banner Saga. That was January I played this year.
Mm-hmm.
That game was great. I love that game, and I can't wait till part 2 comes out.
Yeah. I didn't even think about looking at the fucking show notes of the podcast. I'm dumb. That would have been the easy way to figure out what I played.
Well, the only reason I remember Banner Saga, because I was like, when I was doing this, man, well, I remember in like 3 months into March, I think I mentioned saying like,
yeah,
when we start writing down what games we played, so I'm going to forget. And then that was like the first game I played of this year, and that's why I remembered. I remember I can't forget this game. Yeah. And here's a game I thought I was going to forget, but then I remember, because I was thinking of games of what I might, I said, what games that I played that I don't remember, I haven't played in a long time. There Came an Echo. That was that game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with the voice commands. Mm-hmm. That game, I definitely recommend. That game was good. And the voice commands actually worked better than I thought they would. I like it. A little strategy element to it. It was fun. It was fun. It's not very long, but the story, the story was good. I thought the story was a good science fiction story.
Mm-hmm.
Mortal Kombat X. Yes. You talked about it. Yeah, I liked it. I really enjoyed it. The scared the crap. Halo 5, of course. Love that game. Probably for this year's my, it's up there with Splatoon. It's my favorite multiplayer shooter. Mm-hmm. Splatoon. But I mean, I played more of Halo 5 than Splatoon, though. I put more investment so far into it. Yeah.
You've also had it for longer, so.
Yeah. King's Quest. That game is great. It's a great game on its own. Right. This is not your traditional episodic type of game. I didn't play episode 2 yet, or chapter 2, but this game is like a full game. It's worth the price of what it is. I think it's 15 or 20. I forget. I think it's 15.
Yeah, I think 15.
Yeah, I think that's worth the price. I think that's, if you get a sale, that's great, but $15, this is not like a Telltale game. That's why it's that price.
Just like an hour and a half.
Yeah, this ain't substantial. Something you might can just run through it, but if you're first time playing it, you're doing some real puzzles, and it's funny. It looks great. This is good. Tales from the Borderlands. This is a great Telltale game. Like I said, this is one of my top favorite Telltale games.
Mm-hmm.
All the episodes are great. This actually makes me, I really want another chapter to this. I wouldn't mind them doing it including this in the next Borderlands game. Some of these characters and the story. They say the story is, it does go with the Borderlands series. It is canon. So, okay. Life is Strange, great game too. I'm surprised. Mm-hmm. How surprised how much I would like this, somewhat. I mean, I heard about the first one. I mean, I got it immediately when it came out. But because I like those type of games, I say I'll try it out. And I was like, wow, I really like this. I really got invested into this girl's life.
Mm-hmm.
Like going through high school. I mean, that was cool. really seeing how the Caucasian girl's life in high school is these days, in this day and era. Now I know.
The struggle is real, Dominic.
Always wondered, and yes. I know it's very hard.
Now you feel their pain.
Yeah. Also Fallout 4. Yep. Still playing that, of course. Great game. Metal Gear, finish that off. Start out great. Start out very addictive. Very reminds me of Black Flag. This reminds me how it starts out. Wanting to do everything on the map.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much things. I'm collecting things and I mean, it got that Black Flag feel to me. And I also like controlling, getting the base, going to bases, sneaking up on men, even though sometimes I had the cheats where they can't see me anyway. But, sometimes I turn it off, but I just keep my invincibility on. And like trying to sneak in and do the bases. It's fun. It's just, I can't give it that. Well, some people feel like they just love the game. I just had that feeling for it because the story is just so bad. Cause once I finished that part, once I finished doing the fun stuff, I was like, okay, let me get through the game. And that wasn't fun. Going through the regular games wasn't really fun to me. And the story is just not good to me at all. And it's just so, I mean, it's crazy and weird, but then at some point I just wanted to, near the end, I wanted it to end. I wanted it to end so bad after that second chapter. In between the game, I was like, okay, I want this game to be over now. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm done. It's like, it's two big areas. That's it. And the traveling to each one, the one with the jungle, when you go to Africa, I feel like that's all right. The Afghanistan one, it's just like, it's always mountains in the way that I have to go all the way around just to get somewhere. It takes forever. And I'm going full super speed with my cheats. And that's why I never understand when people say, I'm pretty all right going around the world in this. Like, you go at normal speed, and you're all right with going around the world in this? Why?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it takes forever to get to your ex location. If I'm trying to clear it off the map, it takes fucking forever. And then the helicopter, like, oh, get on a helicopter. That even takes a while. It has to drop down, then it comes pick me up, and then it's going all slow. Cause it's all, I'm not riding the helicopter. It's taking me itself. Yeah, I didn't like that. I mean, it's a, overall, I think it's a okay the game for me. It's all right. I guess if you're a Metal Gear fan, I guess I recommend it, but I don't know. I can't, for me, I can't really recommend buying it. If you can borrow it or something, that's cool. I mean, maybe you might enjoy it. I mean, it, like I said, it does have some elements. You know what? You probably can get it for some sale or something like that. If you give it some sale, maybe like 40 or less, that it might be worth a buy. If you just have that, if you just love the collectathon, like doing things like that. If you love Black Flag, I think you find some enjoyment in this. If you love stealth too, I think you definitely find enjoyment in this. I think I would recommend this game if you like stealth and you don't care about the story. If you don't care about the story at all, yes. Because if you do care about some type of story in your games, that no, this game is not, no, it's horrible. Dragon Ball Z, the Dragon Ball Z game that came out this year.
Xenoverse.
Yeah, Xenoverse, that's what it's called. Yeah, because I forgot the subtitle to it. Yeah, I did beat that game, and that is probably the best Dragon Ball Z game there is out there. And I mean, overall, it's crazy and stuff, but I kind of enjoyed it. It was all right. I only recommend it to Dragon Ball Z fans. I would not recommend it to anybody who's not a Dragon Ball Z fan. But it's an all right game. It's fun. As for play wise, it was all right. It was all right. It was better than I thought. It kind of reminded me like Dragon Ball Z mixed with a little bit of elements of like a Destiny, because you got your HUD world, you know, where you go and pick your missions, pick where you want to do, where you want to go, and stuff like that. And yeah, this is the best Dragon Ball Z game out there. Also, I played Hyper Neptune. Yeah.
Yes, I was hoping you were going to bring that
up. Yeah, I totally forgot. And one time I thought about the crazy games I played. Oh, yeah, Hyper Neptune. Yeah. I played too much of this game because I actually finished it. I would not recommend this game to anybody. And, to pedophiles. Pedophiles. This is a good game for pedophiles. But, this is horrible. This is a horrible game. And they also got another one, 3, that came out. But, God, I mean, I guess you play this game just for laughs, that how horrible it is, how crazy it is. That's what you play this game for. Because you can't seriously play it really good. Even like the fighting in the game, like the battle system, it's not good. It's not good to me at all. So it's like you're just playing it as a joke. Or you like seeing young girls in Skippy outfits. Either that. Trails in the Sky. Love that game. Playing 2 now. Second chapter. So that game was, it was good. I really enjoyed it. Dreamfall chapters 1 and 2. It was good. I enjoyed what I played. I really need to get to 3. I need to get 3, and I think 4 came out recently. So, yeah. I need to finish that. At least I still remember what happens, because if I remember, I have to go back to that again, and I don't think I want to do that. I'll be watching that on YouTube. Battlefield Hardlines, surprisingly, good. I enjoy going through the campaign. Peggle 2, really love that game. Really addicted to puzzles. Yeah, I didn't download it again when I had the EA Access. Once I get EA Access again, when some other game comes out, I'll get it. I might end up just buying it. I need to just go ahead and buy it. Massive Chalice. I enjoyed what I played of that game. It was, I didn't really finish it all, but I played a lot. I was into it.
Yeah. And see, I was thinking about talking about that, but I didn't spend very much time with it. I only did one playthrough of it.
Yeah.
But I did enjoy what I played of it.
Yeah. I put a lot of time in that game, and it's fun. It's really addictive. I should probably play some Xbox One, at least I get some achievements. But then I don't have no cheats. but, yeah, you know, I should probably just play with cheats, without cheating, see how good I am. and then realize how horrible I am. But but yeah, it's I just love the system. I love how your players age and how you can put them together to form a family, form a house. It kind of reminds me of the Game of Thrones element to it. And yeah. I love how you like you can, or like how they die and their children. I mean, that was a great game. It just seems weird to me compared to the other games that Double Fine, right?
Yep.
Has done. It seems a lot more serious to it. I mean, it has a little funny element, but compared to the other Double Fine games, it seems, like I would never think this was a Double Fine game. And it's pretty good. It's good how versatile that studio is and doing things like this. Also, I played Fallout New Vegas this year.
So, yes, you did.
Yeah, and I really liked that. That was great. I played all the DLC on that game, and that was a great game. That was I kind of enjoyed it more than Fallout 3.
How dare you?
And I mean, it's quite a few people that felt that way about that game.
Yeah,
I played. I beat Witcher 2. Even though, I mean, this is not the first time I played Witcher 2, but it's the first time I played it with that different ending and going through that new side, choosing that other path. So I didn't choose the other path last time. Also, even though I played Borderlands 2 like 3 years ago, but three or four years ago, I don't know how long it's been, I didn't beat Borderlands 2 until this year. I didn't finish the game and play the DLC till this year. And I really enjoyed it. This is such a great shooter. It's probably one of my, is up there, man. Like top shooters for me for last gen. Like Gears always being one. Then probably like this, cause playing with Foot, my friend, it makes a whole lot of fun. I mean, it's a fun game playing with friends or playing with people online. And It's up to, like, probably toss up between that and Halo. Probably for last gen. The Halo games. I love the shoot and loot system with that. It's my destiny. It's my destiny. Borderlands pre-sequel. Even though I technically played it last year, I don't think I beat it till this year. Or did I beat it last year? That's why I don't remember. I don't remember if I beat it. I think I beat it last year.
Feel like you beat it right at the end of last year.
Yeah, I probably beat it right at the end of last year. Yeah. Okay, so I beat that.
Close enough.
All right, so then you got the Dragon Quest games I was playing all year. 4 and 5. Five being the best. 4 was good. 4 was good. 5 was the best with me, like, how that game progressed from you as a kid to you being an adult, having a wife, then kids. She had babies, and then how sad it was when you got captured and turned to stone while your kids got older. And then you see your kids, and then you finally find your wife too, and y'all all together go to save the world. I mean, that was a great story. Like Dragon Quest. I didn't realize how good Dragon Quest was. I always didn't think it was that great because that really came out here. So we got Final Fantasy over here. I was like, oh, Final Fantasy is better than Dragon Quest. I don't care about that. Oh, it's reading magazines. I don't care about Dragon Quest. It's all about Final Fantasy. Now I'm thinking like, man, Dragon Quest was good. That's like that was actually really good.
They had us fooled this whole time.
Yeah, I like it. I enjoyed that. I mean, I could say I enjoyed it more than the newer Final Fantasy games anyway. I enjoyed the Dragon Quest, those Dragon Quest games more than 3 and 4 of those games. I never beat 6. I never played 5. Now the newer one, 7. Now I played Dragon Quest, 7. The one that came out on, or 8. Was it 8? It was 8 that came out on PlayStation 8 2 was on with the Final Fantasy 12 demo.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, 8. I played that one, I beat that one. And that was a good game. That was a good game. I can say I enjoyed it more than Final Fantasy VIII. I can say that. I think it's a toss up between those two games. I think I enjoyed them the same. I think at 12, Dragon Quest VIII and Final Fantasy IX, I probably enjoyed the same. I probably like IX a little bit better than those two for nostalgia reasons, but like VII, this is basically nostalgia for me. That's the only reason I put it separate. Like, I don't think it's as good as game as IX was to me personally, but I think nostalgia reasons why I'll keep it above that, only because that's the first one I played and I really got into and enjoyed. Also, I played the Miles Edgeworth Ace Attorney. Well, technically, no, I shouldn't include that on the list because I played it, but I beat that before. Now, I played two, which I still didn't finish. I still didn't finish that one. I'm on the third case on that one. Actually, no, my fault. I'm still... Or the second case. Yeah, I still didn't finish solving that case with the jail animals. Yeah, the animals that the cellmates have pets. Yeah. Oh, but I did play Ace Attorney, the new one, on the 3DS version. I totally forgot the title of that one. What's that called?
Three-dimensional Phoenix Spirits.
Phoenix Wright. I forget. It's only a 3DS game anyway. But I liked that game. I enjoyed it. It was all right. Actually, it was good. It was good. I did play a little bit, like you said, Grow Home, but I didn't play enough of it to really...
Yeah.
Can say one or the other. I mean, it seemed interesting what I played.
Yes, that was more a fun little kind of tech demo concept game than like a full-blown experience. But it had some good elements to it, and something I wouldn't necessarily want to play that way in a Assassin's Creed game, but I could see them implementing that in a more fully fleshed-out game and enjoying it. Watch Dogs 2.
Didn't I do that last year?
Watch Dogs 2.
Yeah. Oh, Watch Dogs 2. Oh. What about...
saying they should put that concept in Watch Dogs 2.
Oh, I'm sorry. Uh-huh. All right, so, like, of all these fucking games I played, like, as far as, like, enjoyment factor, I probably enjoy playing through, it's kind of hard for me to do the episodic games. Cause I didn't play them. I play them, you know, each time. It's kind of
right.
Actually, I can do King's Quest because you know that's his own game. But like Life is Strange, I mean, I played it within months apart. It's kind of I can't put. I mean, I enjoyed what I played of it, but I'll keep it that separate. I'll say I enjoyed They probably Dragon Quest V a whole lot. Trails in the Sky, I really enjoyed. I don't want to include Fallout 4 yet. That's probably something I'll include next year when I finish it.
Mm-hmm.
I might finish it this year, but that'll be for next year. King's Quest, I really enjoyed that. Well, Fallout New Vegas. That's probably the game I invested so many hours in. Cause I played through, you know, from the beginning to all the DLC.
Yeah.
That's probably like the biggest game I really enjoyed this year. As far as games that came out this year though. Life is Strange. And, there came an echo, probably. Life is Strange, there came an echo. And Tales of Borderlands. Halo, you know what? Nah, that take out Third Kingdom Echo. It'll probably be Halo 5 in that place. I'd be Halo 5 in that place, yeah. Tales of Borderlands, Life is Strange. Oh, yeah, I did play, of course, Game of Thrones. Didn't. It was okay, but it wasn't a top game. It wasn't like the best Telltale game. It was okay to me.
Yeah, especially when you compare that to Tales from Borderlands coming out at the same time.
Yeah, that's basically it. Damn, I played a ton of games this year. And a lot of games didn't come out this year that I played.
Yeah.
This is what normal people do. Since we're not real game journalists or anything, we get the latest games all the time.
Yep. Because that's, in addition to that, I also made a list of games that came out this year that I'd like to play.
Okay.
Which is Rise of the Tomb Raider, obviously. Yep. Witcher 3, Batman Arkham Knight, Until Dawn. Oh,
I did play that.
Yeah, Beckham a little Arkham bit Knight. Of...
it's, I played very little Witcher 3, so I didn't count that.
Yeah.
But that's a horrible game.
Metal Gear Solid. I could probably do without playing Metal Gear Solid, to be honest with you. Although, the fact that you describe it like Assassin's Creed, Black Flag, makes me a little more interested. Because I do get into that collectible grind. Like, I'm into that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't know if Metal Gear would do it for me. Just because the controls can be so wonky on those games. Even though... the controls in that one are better.
I that's the thing.
Ground
with this,
Zeroes
this one,
was still.
See, I don't know. It felt different from Ground Zero to me for some reason. Because I felt like I like these controls.
Okay. Yeah, so maybe one day I'll try that. King's Quest, obviously. I got the first episode on the PS4. I want to get around to playing that. And the game that I want to play, but I'm like debating with myself, is Assassin's Creed Syndicate. Because it's kind of the way I felt
about
Assassin's Creed. Yeah, exactly. Like it's kind of the way I felt about Black Flag, is like the one before it left such a bad taste in my mouth that I'm just like, I can be over the series right now. Like, I'm sure if I played Assassin's Creed Syndicate and if it's as good as everybody seems to be saying it is, I'd probably do the same thing I did with Black Flag, which is go through and pretty much 100% that game. But at the same time, I don't feel the motivation to go, hey, I need to buy this right
now.
Yeah,
all those games you said, yeah, basically I want to play the ones that unless I already played it.
Yeah.
Because I really do want to play Batman, which I should be getting Foot soon because Foot did finish it. He said he wanted to get some of those Riddler trophies. Hopefully he realizes it's worthless doing that and just look up the good ending on YouTube. he can just let me hold the game. If he can hurry up and go play Rise of Tomb Raider so I can borrow that from him.
Also,
Witcher 3, yeah. I definitely want to get a Witcher 3. I'm going to wait till I beat Fallout 3. That'll be my next big AAA RPG I play. Fallout 4, I mean. There's some games of 2014. Like Far Cry 4, I still want to play.
Yeah.
And
don't even bring that up.
Did you finish that game?
No.
And from 2014, which I was waiting for a sale on, Sunset Overdrive.
Yep.
Did you finish that game?
Can we stop talking now?
Twilight Princess, you finished that game?
I'm waiting on the HD remake now.
Yeah, whatever. Like, that comes on the NX. Maybe it's backwards compatible. We don't know. We don't know what the hell that system's going to be.
I'm going to say yes.
I hope
right?
it's not. Yes. I don't know. Like, I don't know what that concept is. That could be just some bullshit. The next controller is going to be like a ball. So,
the Okami GameSphere.
Yeah, Okami's GameSphere. Oh man, but yeah, I guess that's about it.
Yeah, it's been a year.
Yep, it's been a year. I mean, we might get like one or two podcasts in.
Yeah, let's see here. We got
26 and the second. The second is the holiday. That's so New Year's.
One more
post Eve Eve.
Yeah, we got one more podcast for this year. I don't know what we're going to talk about next week, Dominic.
Yeah, exactly. What the hell? What the hell are we going to talk
about? Everything we talk about normally, except not video games.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, just the games we've been playing. That's the most I can do.
Yeah. And I'll have a day off next week, so I'll have a day to play video games, hopefully. Yeah. All right, so you want to talk about new releases real quick? Yeah,
just run down the list here.
All right, this week, King's Quest Chapter 2, Rubble Without a Cause came out.
That's cool.
I know you're excited.
Yeah, that's. I like that title.
I know you're excited about that one. You're also excited about this one? Hodaful Boyfriend, Holiday Star. Played.
What's that hate game called?
Hatred.
I knew it said hate. Oh, yeah. Hatred. I did play that game. A bad game, but
you can stop there. But good, I did play that game,
but it's a good experience. I'm just saying, you should experience it. I don't know if there was ever a Steam sale for it, but you said it was a Steam, another Steam sale happening. So are you sure about that?
Yeah, I think it's supposed to start like this week or next week.
All right.
Cause like, it begins December 22nd. It's a Tuesday.
Okay. All right, cause I've been saving my money, and I don't know what to get. I'm gonna get Turok.
There you go. Speaking of which, Turok is now out. The original Turok is now on PC.
And Bubsy Twofer.
For some reason.
Yeah, the original Turok. Yeah, and I saw it with clean up graphics. I was like, oh my god, put those crashes to look ugly again. Because now with clean up, I see them. I see how bad they are.
Smear some Vaseline on your screen. Yeah. It's the only way to make it better.
Say, at least, oh god. I was like, that game has to be remade. That's too old to be just cleaned up. Like,
does a reboot count? Because you got that a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah, from the 360.
Yeah.
I love that game. I love Turok when it first came out. I had the game. I played it a lot. Always died at the part where he got to the cliffs where you had to jump because that game was not meant for jumping, but they wanted to put a level up there. So then I just got the cheats to go to the end and fight the T-Rex, which I never did beat. I still never beat him. Even though I had all the weapons. Maybe I did beat him. I don't know.
Gonna say you didn't have a Game Shark.
No, there were cheats for this game, but you couldn't do nothing about falling. No, I did beat the T-Rex. I just don't remember how it ends, but
yeah,
I kept the cliff part. Is just that was the hard part because even though I was invincible, I kept falling. You know, you can't do anything about that. God, that was a horrible level, man. That pissed me off. I always died right there because I couldn't jump.
That was Metroid Prime before it was Metroid Prime. Alright, also out now is Hodaful Boyfriend. It's that game, Holiday Star expansion.
Just about to say, it's already been out.
It's that game where you're dating pigeons. Then Final Fantasy VI for the PC.
People say. Because it's the phone version.
Is that the weird graphics that are cleaned up?
Because I was so happy. I said, yes, I can play with this cheats and shit. And then I was like, I just got to play with cheats on the DS emulator.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I got to buy it. Oh, yeah. Hell no. Because I don't have a Game Shark. I don't have a Game Shark for my DS.
All right, and then the big release of the week.
That game's expensive now. I can't even buy it, from a regular store. You damn right I'm emulating it.
The views and opinions expressed by Dominic Stallworth are those of everybody.
It should be of everybody. Of games that's not being sold at normal places. I can't buy it on the DS store. Yeah, I can't buy it from the DS store.
Oh, because it's a regular DS.
This is like a regular old DS game.
All right, Minecraft. It's now out on the Wii U. It's everywhere. Get it.
Unless, did it sell this on the Wii? Did it sell the, like, the Super Nintendo version of Final Fantasy VI on the Wii? It probably didn't. I felt like I would have heard that game came on the Wii.
Yeah. It's a good question. And that's it for this week.
Oh, yeah, I need to get Minecraft on the Wii U.
Exactly.
Like, is there any special, like, repair things with that? It's got to be.
Your inventory's on there, maybe, and you touch it. That's the best I could come up with. Or you get an overhead view and you can just touch the squares. That would be kind of cool. Probably not, though. That doesn't sound like the thing that would happen. All right, so is that it for the week, Dominic?
I believe that's it, yeah.
All right, I guess this is the last week before Christmas, so have a good Christmas, guys. Or holiday, if you're into the war on Christmas thing.
Even though I'm not a Christian,
you're a capitalist.
Yes, it's all about Christmas. You know what? If you're offended by that, get the fuck out of here. Because this is what it is.
Don't alienate our audience.
This is what it is. What are you talking about? I'm not even Christian, but still. I mean, I like Christmas, though. I like those Christmas specials. I don't watch Hanukkah specials. I don't watch Kwanzaa specials. But I like Christmas specials.
The only Hanukkah special I know of is Eight Crazy Nights.
That's the only one I know. And that wasn't even
Charlie
good.
Charlie Brown's Hanukkah.
What else is there?
What about the Rugrats Hanukkah special?
I don't remember.
Come on.
Oh, they're on Hulu. Yeah. Are they? They're on Hulu now.
Nice.
I watched like the first episode.
Although the Rugrats was never my favorite show. I think I would probably appreciate it more now than I did.
Yeah, exactly.
As a kid.
I didn't appreciate how great that show was then. I was always angry how stupid the babies were. It's like, no, that's not what that's for. No, you can't eat dog food. eating dog food won't change you to a dog. What are you talking about? That's crazy.
All right.
Don't believe Angelica.
If you
She's a liar.
If you want to join Dominic's war on the war on Christmas, you can find him at Twitter at DinoMans. I'm at RegulusMB. Podcast is at SuperPod, SUPAPOD. SuperPod.com. That's where you can find the podcast along with iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, whenever that actually
ever starts. There's no war on Christmas. As long as Christmas makes money, there is no war on Christmas.
Starts putting out podcasts. And with that, guys, have a happy holiday and we'll see you next
time. Happy holidays.